once again, it's 11 a.m. Central here in Austin, Texas, at the InfoWars World Headquarters. And all the answers are in front of us on this Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. Jussie Smollett is Russian collusion. Covington Catholic is Russian collusion. Jussie Smollett is Covington Catholic. Covington Catholic is Brett Kavanaugh accusations. Jussie Smollett is Brett Kavanaugh accusations. Brett Kavanaugh accusations is Russian collusion. You see? And as if it wasn't enough for Andrew McCabe to admit that a deep state was plotting a coup against the president of the United States, now he's come out and said the president might still be a Russian asset. Now, Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment, breaking all of this down. There's good news today as well, as the cycles continue. And the Covington Catholic student Nick Sandman has just filed a $250 million lawsuit against the Washington Amazon Bezos CIA post. That lawsuit is being followed by, filed by Todd McMurtry and Lynn Wood. And you can follow updates on the lawsuit, follow them on Twitter, as well as the HimmerLaw.com blog, where they're posting all the updates. The president responded to this news. Guys, actually, will you pull that tweet up for me on screen? The president's response to Nick Sandman. The Washington Post ignored basic journalistic standards because it wanted to advance its well-known and easily documented bias against President Donald J. Trump. End quote. Covington student suing Washington Post. Go get them, Nick. Fake news. And that was from the president this morning. And Nick Sandman may be the first, but he won't be the last. In fact, I was having a bit of a locker room moment, if you will, with the writers back there. And we were kind of remembering the scene from Wolf of Wall Street. You know, when they, let's just say, the old Washington Post, it's about to be getting, you know what, right over this desk right here. And Nick Sandman and the rest of the Covington boys are just, what did Cortez call it? Run train on the Washington Post? Is that what Cortez called it? Excuse me, family show here. But all jokes aside, yeah. So you just had all of these small leftist news organizations have to cut their staff down because they lost their funding. Washington Post is about to get hit with a $250 million lawsuit. Good thing Bezos is worth plenty of money. You know, he can spend, what was it, about like $20 million on Super Bowl ads. Boy, the Washington Post is just like a sieve of money. You know why? Because it's not a news organization. It's not a business. It's a propaganda front. $250 million. Washington Post gets hit with the lawsuit. Now, they'll probably settle. But like I said, Nick Sandman will probably just be the first. And then who knows what happens to Jussie Smollett? Who knows what could be behind that? You know, the more you think about it and the more you look at it, and the more you see, you start to wonder, were the Democrats actually involved in this? I mean, Smollett was a very active Democrat. I mean, he went to all the rallies and everything. Met with Obama. So, that's going to be an interesting investigation. Alex Jones joins us on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
And now, the tip of the spear Leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, what a time to be alive. And I mean to actually be alive. If you're living in the pop culture matrix, it's not so thrilling to be alive. Just another drone. Just another NPC mindlessly following a life consequence-free, a life accomplishment-free. But that's what that matrix is all about. Sucking your very essence from you. So that way, you can become a mindless foot soldier to the propaganda they feed you, you see? Like Jussie Smollett. So while that is just a total microcosm of what the left is, in fact, I've got another list of all the hate crimes that the left has faked just in the last 2 years. It's about 8 pages long. We'll go through all of that and then get to the latest there. Alex Jones is about to join us shortly because you have Andrew McCabe, who first goes on 60 Minutes, and I'm telling you, either he like made some deal with the president to admit this, made some deal with the Democrats, or thought it would be advantageous against the president to admit this 25th Amendment coup against him, or it was just an act of providence and God just took over and said, you're going to go ahead and admit you guys were planning treason right here on 60 Minutes. We're just going to do that now. Because that's what happened. And so then you saw the spokeswoman for McCabe come out, who he has to have a spokeswoman. Okay. And she says, oh, no, it's being taken out of context. He didn't mean 25th Amendment coup. He just said it. He didn't mean Rosenstein was going to wear a wire to go spy on the President Trump. Well, yeah, we did, but, you know, okay. And so now McCabe comes out and says, well, you know, the president might still be a Russian asset. Wait a second, you've provided no evidence that he was ever a Russian asset. So this is where we're at. And Jussie Smollett is Russian collusion, is Covington Catholic, is Kavanaugh accusations, is Jussie Smollett, is Russian collusion. Alex Jones joins us on the phone now. Alex, it's incredible that despite 2 years of an investigation, no Russian collusion evidence at all. Now McCabe comes out after admitting open treason, is trying to say, oh no, it's the president that's a Russian agent.
That's right. Let's think about McCabe here. This is bigger than the whole fake Russiagate thing. This guy's wife gets $500,000 of cold hard cash given to her directly by Hillary Clinton's foundation and the Democratic Party while he launches the fake investigation of Donald Trump in 2016. Then he lies to Trump and says he was never part of Congress. 4 times there's a criminal grand jury open on him, but almost no media coverage of that. Sensational. He goes on one national show and says Trump could be a Russian asset. Next, he tells Colbert he may still be one. That's like saying Alex Jones may still be a convicted bank robber. And you know, he may still be robbing banks. It's like saying, well, you know, Jones may still be robbing banks. That's saying that I've robbed banks, even though I've never robbed a bank. I have no criminal record. But Alex Jones may still be robbing banks. That is a psychological tactic they use. They literally prey on the public. And as you said, I was going to start the broadcast with this, but I got up here about 7 minutes late, and I apologize. Owen and I hadn't even talked beforehand. There was Owen making the central point of this, that the Blasey Ford fake is a $3 bill for the 5 women admitting they lied on purpose because, quote, Kavanaugh deserved it. He is a Republican. Continuing, no one gets in trouble. Expanding on that, then you have all the other incredible lies about the Covington Catholic kids, premeditated, the whole media working in unison with exact same lies. And now you've got the so-called star of Fox's empire. This guy, now the brothers are saying, look, he said he never knew. First Smollett said he never knew him. Turns out one is a pretty big character on the show as a body double in other scenes. The other one works for it. So these are good buddies of his, and now they're saying that they helped write the letter that was sent, and then he hired them for that. Now, the grand jury was about to indict Smollett yesterday, but his lawyers, the big high-powered lawyers for Avenatti as well, they called and said, okay, he'll finally talk to police, only putting off a few days, maybe a week, him still being indicted. So imagine the arrogant doubling down of this guy. Well, why'd he do it? Because same reason Blasey Ford did it. Same reason they all do it. They've got the backing. I guarantee you that when you've got the producer and you've got the director and you've got Fox, and Fox on their entertainment side is more leftist than Time Warner. I mean, it's as bad as the Weinsteins. Fox is backing him because I guarantee you at some high level this was approved of and they pulled this crap. This is what the Democrats and the globalists do. Meanwhile, there were two Washington Post articles this week, an AP article, and a bunch of others I didn't even have time to track, saying the king of grifters or scam artists or conspiracy theorists, talking about myself, Lyndon LaRouche, Roger Stone, you name him, literally saying that we're criminals because we question the power structure and we think things may be staged sometimes. So just think about how the wheels are coming off of the system, how it's all being exposed, that they are premeditated hoaxers. They are premeditated frauds. Every once in a while, some tragic event is not staged, like Parkland. But then they had to stage something there, and the entire media said last year, last February, over a year ago now, last Valentine's Day, that Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones said nobody died. They were all ISIS actors. We never said that. We said that they were in the acting class and were all Democrats out of 3,000 students and were chosen by the media because they were anti-gun and their families were anti-gun. But what we really got banned off YouTube for, which they admittedly did, was because we said the police stood down because we interviewed the young people on the ground and showed local news clips that never went national, and that's why. But guess what? It's now been confirmed. The sheriff's department admits the stand down. They're all getting sued. People are getting ready to go to jail. We were right again. And so here's the good news for George Soros and Hillary Clinton and MSNBC and CNN and AP and the Washington Post and all you lying criminals. You may be able down the road to destroy Alex Jones and InfoWars, but if we're going to fight a long time, then it's going to be hard. But here's the good news. We've had millions of babies, and they're grown up now, and they're questioning everything you say and do and watching everything you stinking liars are doing, and it's over because people don't trust you anymore, and you've been caught in the WikiLeaks calling for race war, and you've been caught staging everything, and you've been caught in thousands of fake hate crime hoaxes, and you've been caught everywhere, and it's American, and it's pro-human, and it's common sense to ask questions and to demand answers and to investigate and to dig, and I pledge to our listeners and our viewers, we are going to continue to expose false flags. We're going to continue to expose staged events. We're going to continue to introduce the idea of self-inflicted wounds and staged events to the American people and the people of the world. And they may panic and say, there's no such thing as globalism or New World Order out of one side of their mouth. Well, they promote global governments out of the other side of their mouth. But first they ignored us. Then they attacked us. They attacked our audience. They said we were full of it. And now they're censoring everybody, which only proves to people even more how evil the globalists are, Owen. So this is an incredible time to be alive. When we come back from break, Roger Stone's joining us with an exclusive. The judge may throw him in jail tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, a new hoax is upon us. ABC, CBS, NBC, none of them ran with it. I heard about it last night and thought, did Roger really do that? Even though I know they're liars. And when I looked it up, they were liars. They said Roger Stone put out an Instagram of crosshairs over this Obama Benghazi cover-up judge. And when I went and looked at it at the New York Times, they were the only ones that actually put it up there. But then they spun it, saying, here it is where he put crosshairs by her. They cropped the tweet. The tweet cropped that it was a shot from an investigation website, but instead of asterisks or like supplements have like a cross on them, instead of asterisks or a star, it had the Celtic cross of beside factoids about her and how she's a criminal. So that's the symbol of the site. Nothing to do with putting crosshairs on her, but they've run this giant hoax. And now we'll put him in jail for it. We'll break it all down. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Stay with us.
Act here on Friday nights.
The
answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, we have a bombshell mega story coming up in the next segment. FDA chief, this is CNN. Federal government might step in if states don't change vaccine laws. Federal government now wants forced inoculations of 55 different vaccines by age 2, a literal death sentence to many, a massive IQ reduction to everybody else, and, of course, autoimmune diseases, neurological disorders. It's all on the inserts. They have a secret vaccine damage fund headed up by Rosenstein's demonic sister that gobbles up all the cash. This is a giant eugenics operation. This is a criminal group putting whatever they want in your body. We're going to be covering that coming up. Now, Rogers only told me this about five times this morning and five times via the producer, because he's in Florida and I'm in an undisclosed location on a short vacation back tomorrow, that, listen, I can't talk about the judge, and I can't talk about the gag order, and I can't talk about any of this stuff, and that's not why Roger's on. Roger said he could come on and talk about CNN and others gloating over him being gang-raped in prison. But if you or I talk like that, which we wouldn't, then that would mean, you know, that we were calling for the rape of people and being, quote, homophobic, even though Roger is not a homosexual. The whole point is he has marched, you know, at LGBT, things like that. He's marched for marijuana legalization. He's been a big civil rights activist for 25 years trying to get minimum sentences changed so black folks don't go to prison. You know, Trump just announced U.S. pressure on any country that executes gays. Even some right-wing groups were like, how dare you? Listen, Trump always said he was against throwing gays off buildings. Of course, the gay lobby, many of them are a bunch of mentally ill people and pedophiles, and so they're going to, you know, hate Trump for that. They don't care about gays being thrown off buildings by Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They want to bring them in. So that's why Roger's on right now. I'll just say it again, and I'll say it again, and again, and again, and again, and again, because that's what we do now. We talk about five times off air, and then five more times, then magically must be talked about on air. Now, let's expand on this. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just illustrating how the wicked flee when none pursue. Well, we're not wicked. We understand Roger's done nothing wrong, and he's facing prison, so he's freaked out. Roger Stone did nothing wrong. So next segment after he's gone, I will play the clip of him on the Harrison last night, who was sitting in for Owen on the War Room, 3 o'clock every day. And I watched this morning, and I got real angry. I said, why didn't we show the supposed image that CNN and everybody else says Roger threatens to kill the judge? I went and looked at the image. It's factoids on the site about the judge covering up Benghazi, clearing Hillary, covering up for Obama, railroading people into prison. And right there on the site, you can see that their symbol of the site is the Celtic cross. Nothing to do with the crosshair. When he says, yes, it's an occultic symbol, the media makes fun of that. Anything non-Christian is considered occultic. Occultic simply means hidden. So this site uses, instead of asterisks or a star or a lucky clover or a crescent of Islam or a pyramid, as an asterisk, it uses the Celtic cross. It has nothing to do with threatening this bug-eyed judge. Okay, so the judge is political. She's political. There's no way they're going to let Roger Stone ever have a fair trial. He's been railroaded to this special place. I'm sure if they make something on me, they'll send me there. This is what they do in America. They're coming to give you forced inoculations. The Democrats have announced they're coming to confiscate your guns. They're coming to take your kids. They're coming to kill babies after they're born. They're putting it all on the table, cards down, thinking they can break your will. So I love Roger. I love Owen. I'm still with Roger, and I understand. It makes me, I'm not angry at him. I'm angry at the system, and I'm angry at all. But next segment after he's gone, so don't accuse him of this, I will show what the New York Times showed. Why is the New York Times allowed to show the image that Roger put on his Instagram but actually cropped so you don't see that it's a bunch of text off the side of it? Why can they show it? Oh, because they're God, you see. Just like Cuomo said, we can show you WikiLeaks, but if you look at WikiLeaks, you'll go to prison. Boom. And that's what this is about. It's about silencing real independent media. It's about saying what we can and we can't do. And then the idea in America is, I didn't know. I was like, why didn't we show that and show he was innocent? Oh, because Roger didn't want to show it as if he had republished the evil thing. So now a judge with factoids that have Celtic crosses out the side of them, kind of a novel thing. thing for your website, and that's how things are now. People use their own little symbols and things. I guess it was a ballet group. You put a swan off the side because there's a Celtic cross, clearly on crosshairs. Then they say this is a threat to her, and then the whole media runs with a hoax. Every other media outlet wouldn't show the offending image. I went and found it that had been tweeted out on the left, and sure enough, it was nothing. But they cropped it for Twitter. Now Roger won't show the original image, so he can't defend himself. What an incredible new country we live in. What a joke. So we'll talk about that with Roger now. Roger, let's talk about how I've seen it all over the news. They want to gang rape you. They want to savagely rape you. What loving liberals, Roger.
Well, Alex, first let me address this quickly, and then we can move on. I want to make it very clear that I've been ordered to a hearing tomorrow, and I will attend. I did not intend to threaten the judge. I did not threaten the judge. I did not disrespect the court. This is a tsunami of fake news. It is a fake news lynching. I put out a statement clarifying the situation. Virtually nobody carried that statement. Beyond that, I'll leave my talking for the courtroom. But I appreciate your support in pointing out that that is not a crosshair. It is Celtic cross. And the idea that I would threaten the judge or disrespect the court is entirely false. In the meantime, however, because of this tsunami of fake news that has everybody jumping up and down, the talking heads on MSNBC and CNN are openly exalting the possibility that I may be soon incarcerated, that I would be raped in prison. Jake Tapper has celebrated it. Yesterday, David Gergen brought it up. It is all over the media today. You can imagine that my wife and my family, my children, my grandchildren are very upset.
Absolutely, Roger. And I just want to be clear. And I hope we're showing this on TV right now because I'm able to watch. Even the New York Times ran with it. It shows a little bitty Celtic cross out beside letters. I went and found on the Wayback Machine what you actually put out, and it's a bunch of factoids about her. Let Hillary off for Benghazi, blah, blah, blah. This is insane that in America that turns into crosshairs on her. The crosshairs are not on her. And, you know, how many people put crosshairs on Trump and say they want to kill him in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and nobody gets in trouble? I don't want to hurt that stupid judge. I want her to be exposed as railroading people, Roger, because this country is in grave danger. This is what the left always claimed the McCarthy hearings were, put on steroids and PCP. Roy Cohen could never come with anything like this. This is the real witch hunt. This is the real persecution. And the left and the globalists are in full panic mode. But Roger, let's come back and talk more about this, because I'm sorry I'm ranting. It just really makes me hot, really makes me angry. I personally don't watch a lot of television. Everywhere I tune, they make jokes about how you're going to be gang raped in prison. And I see the left on the street when they point at us and say, you're both going to effing prison. These are violent, evil, authoritarian bloodsuckers. And meanwhile, McCabe and the rest of them have committed massive crimes. Folks, we'll be right back with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. I had so much to cover. I'm trying to settle down here. They're coming to kill your babies after they're born. They're already doing it. They're coming to forcibly inoculate you. They're going to make you eat GMO and 5G. They want to kill you. They're the globalists. You understand? They want to kill you and your family. It's true. They're Satanists. It's all true. They're child molesters. It's all true. Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So here's the good news. Owen Schroyer is in the studio. Jump in anytime. Roger Stone is in the M4 studio in Florida. And I love both you guys. I love the audience. Got a little mad earlier. It's just that when I see everyone, and I understand I'm not the one facing prison for my speech like Roger is, the judge, you understand, they may throw him in jail tomorrow. We don't ever see him again, and then he disappears into a secret kangaroo court they've already set up. But imagine they say that Roger is putting crosshairs on the judge, and then I go find the image, and it's a bunch of factoids with Celtic crosses out inside from somebody else's website that Roger linked to. And I mean, it's just crazy. This is what we deal with constantly. I saw a New York Times article yesterday about me, and it was saying, Jones says the Rothschilds are involved in bad things. That's dog whistles for Jews. No, I think $1 trillion scam, and I don't want to pay them money. Doesn't matter if they're Jewish or what they are. This is insane. So it's the left injecting lies. He has a thing of Celtic crosses on him, not on the judge. Boom, he's going to prison. This is ridiculous, but at least the New York Times would show it. Others would do editorial cartoons showing Roger sending threatening messages to the judge with crosshairs in the text of what he sent her. Think of the insult to the readers of ABC, CBS, NBC, hundreds of newspapers. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Saying Roger Stone threatens judge with crosshairs, faces jail. And you go find the image, and it's doctored and blown up by the person that tweeted it, and the full image is a screenshot off the page showing the factoids on the image. So, yes, I told Roger I was going to cover this. He's not getting into it. It just fundamentally upsets me, not just for him, but we all hang together and hang separate, that America has people saying we're going to kill babies after they're born, and they're now doing it and celebrating it. The fact that they stage all these events like Blasey Ford and the Covington kids, and now the Empire, Smollett, and all the doubling down, we're dealing with an organized group of criminals who have swollen their ranks, who are organized and focused and mean business. And it's time for Trump and others to start taking action. We'll hear Roger's take on that, Owen's take on it, and then I want to get into the actual clips where they gloat and talk about gang raping a man. This is the left. They tell N-word jokes. They talk about raping men and women. They tell pedophile jokes. They do whatever they want. And us Christians and conservatives and libertarians don't do any of that because that's not what we're into. And they're constantly telling us that we are what they are. So here is McCabe, the former acting director of the FBI, deputy director, on Colbert. And now he's gone from saying the president may be a Russian asset with no proof and covering up for Hillary what he really did to he may still be a Russian asset. That's like saying Alex Jones may still be robbing banks. That says it's a trick, a mental trick, a Jedi mind trick that, oh, he's a bank robber. Or Alex Jones may still be molesting children, never molested children. Or Alex Jones may still be working for the Russians, never worked for the Russians. And they've said in Congress, I work for the damn Russians. It's a damn lie on my children. On my soul and from Jesus Christ, I've never worked for the Russians. But they don't care because they work for the Russians and the Chi-Coms and the telecoms and the big techs and anybody else that'll pay their paycheck. Let me tell you, at the top, there are a bunch of devil worshiping pedophiles, but most of the people are just yes men put in power because they do what they're told. And that's when civilization collapses. So I'm ranting. We're going to go back to Owen. I'm on the phone here, but I just can't. The wild horses can't drag me away. Let's go to Cooper McCabe on that snake. A fake newsman posing as a comedian, posing as a journalist, posing as late-night comedy. Here's Stephen Colbert.
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation. And I'm really anxious to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
And there's a bunch of other clips where he actually says, when it goes on, it's like 10 minutes long, but I think he still could be an asset. Now, let's bring Roger Stone in. This man has lied to Congress, bold-faced four times. So has Comey. They're all caught red-handed. They lied and said there was no FBI's investigation of the president to Congress. They're not their own branch of government. If the president lied to Congress, they'd have to impeach him. But he has the power of the standalone to do that, which he hasn't lied. He openly, they think they're their own damn government, Roger. It's incredible. Why do you think we're in their crosshairs?
Well, Alex, it's kind of ironic. I've been charged with lying to Congress, which I did not do, and I hope to prove at trial. Yet Mr. McCabe lied to Congress, and he has not been charged with anything. Look, this entire coup d'etat is collapsing around their ears. It's not just Mr. McCabe who admits that there was a Department of Justice effort to invoke the 25th Amendment and that Rod Rosenstein said on more than one occasion that he was willing to wear a wire to facilitate that. We now have two senior FBI officials have testified under oath before the Congress that they were a party to these discussions, that they heard them. I don't know what further proof the president needs. What they don't mention there with Anderson Cooper is that Mr. McCabe has no evidence whatsoever that Donald Trump is an asset of the Russians, working for the Russians, coordinated with the Russians, conspired with the Russians. It's a fiction. It's a fairy tale. They opened this investigation in retaliation for the firing of James Comey, who, by the way, is another individual who lied under oath before Congress and isn't being prosecuted for it.
And that's right. Let's expand on this. People really, really think about this. They lose the election. They have to cover up a criminal investigation that's already going on. Then they continue their criminal investigation. They lie to Congress. They lie to the FISA court. The FISA court wrote a report in 2017 that got no coverage, saying we've been lied to three times. That was sent to the executive and to the judiciary. So all this is going on, and then they change the subject around to how supposedly we're the bad guys. They are really running scared. We're not the types that give you good news when it's not warranted. Yeah, Roger's facing, you know, being thrown in a dungeon tomorrow for something he didn't even do. Yes, this is all very serious. Yes, we're trying to shut down InfoWars, but let me tell you, the price we've paid and the price the audience has paid supporting us has blown giant holes in the globalist ship of state, and it's going to the bottom of David Jones's locker. I cannot state to you how across the world the left is in pure panic. They're doubling down to suppress people and to dominate people and to make people submit, and it's not working. But let's not be too optimistic here. When we come back, I want to ask you both, we'll start with Owen. What's the race in the hole, though? They haven't played all their cards, but they are acting panicked.
Well, I think their biggest ace in the hole would just be eliminating the president. I mean, he's the head of this anti-establishment movement. He's the one the establishment hates the most. So obviously they'd love to JFK Donald Trump. But in the meantime, Alex, and I had this revelation when I was thinking about this morning, and I asked the crew to pull this up. And of course, it's just buried in all the content we put out at InfoWars.com. But Alex, let's recall, this isn't the first time you've asked me this question. This is probably the 10th, 20th, 100th time you've asked me this question. And we've always had the same response. The left is going to stage events and blame Trump supporters. Now they've been caught doing it 10 times. So again, InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. How many segments have we done, Alex, where we're literally talking about how the left is going to stage events to blame Trump supporters? I mean, countless
probably
times.
Probably 1,000. We've done 1,000. And it's not for lack of material. The globalists hate us because when they're in their secret councils and these documents have come out, it's as if we see through the walls. No, we've studied history. We know criminology. We know their playbooks. So that's why they want us off air, because we're inside their head. Roger?
No, I think that's absolutely right. And people can really not appreciate, Alex, the torrent of hate that I've been subjected to in the last 48 hours. The death threats. Go to my Instagram feed and you'll see unhinged insanity wishing me and my family death. You'll die in prison. You're a traitor. You're a Russian agent. But those are the nicer ones. I'm collecting all of them. We're going to publish them because you can see this tsunami of hatred. All I've done here is defend our president and refuse to bear false witness against Donald Trump and vow to tell the truth and go to trial, which is my right. And I'm being subject to character assassination, smears like nothing I've seen in a 50-year career in American politics.
Roger, stay there. Owen, stay there. When we come back, we'll play CNN drooling over.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here from the road via phone. We've got Roger Stone via studio in Florida. We have Owen Schroyer there in the ATX in Austin. And I'm gonna lower my voice a little bit because they tell me it reverbs when I'm yelling. But I'm yelling because they're on television saying and passing laws and having celebrations like they just won the Super Bowl. Like they just had demonic orgasms when they talk about killing babies after they're born. And Governor Cuomo says, if you are pro-life or you are a gun owner, get out of New York. And we've got Bernie Sanders running around wanting to literally burn the country down. People go, why does the left always wreck a country? Why do they always scuttle it? Why do they always run into a sandbar? It's what they do. They're looters. They're wreckers. I once gave a speech talking about Cornwall jutting out there, going back 1,000 years ago and up to just about 200 years ago. They were called wreckers. And it was local townspeople that would, in storms and fog, put up false lighthouses. So were good folks that had, you know, regular, you know, home fires burning, so folks knew where the gets in, and they would wreck. And then the wreckers aren't just wrecker trucks that come pick your broken down vehicle up. The wrecker boats would go out under law, under common law, and rob everything out of your ship. And sometimes if you fought them, you get knocked on the head. But if you didn't fight them, they might bring you back in off the rocks. So that's been going on for a long time. And it wasn't just wreckers in old England. There have been wreckers everywhere. And the globalists don't produce things. They wreck things. But they also have a predatory, psychotic, and sociopathic lust and hate of successful good people. And those of us that are strong and honorable and love God, we have an inborn hate of them like a sheepdog hates a wolf. But we, for generations, have been bred now to be toothless wimps. I suggest you rediscover what being a sheepdog really means, my friends, because this country is battling back from the dead. We're actually winning. It's like we're in the third quarter. Well, Owen used to be a sports broadcaster. He's better than this than I. But it's like we're battling back in the third or even fourth quarter, and we're 3 points ahead, folks. But the enemy's cheating. They've got the reps bought off. But you know what? If we just focus and absolutely get in the zone, we're going to win this football game that really matters for our children. Owen, give us a sports analogy. Then I want to get to CNN. You're about to hear CNN and others literally calling mega bullies. You're about to hear the bullies on steroids. CNN and others lust after Roger Stone being gang raped in prison. These are just monstrous, monstrous people. But first, Owen, what's your allegory?
Well, I would say I'd bring it back to the censorship, Alex, because they have erased you from the playing field, or so they think. And so they put all the lights on the boxing ring, and that's where all the hype is, with the announcer hyping it up, and they're all in the ring. And InfoWars and Alex Jones used to be in there just kicking all their ass. So then they just kicked us out of the ring. And now they're all in there kind of controlling everything with the lights on them. But nobody, everyone's eyes are slowly looking elsewhere as they see how fake the attention is with the Jesse Smollett story and the Covington Catholic and the Brett Kavanaugh. So slowly but surely they're realizing that this lights and the attention on the ring is meant to distract you. And we're outside the ring still fighting, having victories, and they don't want people to see that. I mean, again, you can go back and just look at how many times InfoWars has been Tomorrow's News Today. Just look at some of the stories that have developed in the last 3 days with the 25th Amendment coup. You heard it here first. The left staging hate crimes. You heard it here first. I mean, the list goes on and on. The night President Trump was elected, Alex, you and Roger were sitting at this desk, and you couldn't even bring yourself to have a moment of joy, Alex, because you knew that they were going to try to destroy him as soon as they announced that he was elected. So I just think it's a matter of them not even wanting us to exist on the field, because if we had a fair fight, then we would defeat them every time.
You just said the smartest thing that's been said so far this year. Better than anything Roger said, and he said some incredible stuff, better than anything I've said. You just explained it all. They wanted us and everybody else off the air and off social media so they could start telling mega whoppers like Malazi Ford, mega whoppers like the Covington kids, mega whoppers like the Empire Smollett situation. And so they could really start telling mega whoppers and drooling for the murder of the president and the gang rape of Roger Stone. Let's start going to these clips. We've got several of them. Let's go ahead and play this first clip of them lusting after gang rape.
He said, you know, he's seen as something of a dandy. Will he be physically safe? Will he be subject to rape? I mean, there must be a lot of things that are going through his mind. Oh, my God, where have I got myself into?
The truth is, no one's going to cry if Roger Stone goes to jail or when he goes to jail. But
he might like it.
But he might. Who knows?
And again, that's not even the worst ones. I'm not even paying attention. I saw one, a whole bunch over on CNN other channels saying that he's going to get gang raped and he deserves it. So in post, guys, pull those clips up. When we post this, InfoWars.com, and add a few more clips in there. There's a bunch of tweets, too. So again, Roger, if anybody else, if a conservative said something like that about a real gay man that was going to prison, they're just projecting onto you that, like it's an insult, he's gay, so he's going to get raped, even though you're not. So they're using being gay as an insult, projecting it onto you, and then saying you're going to be raped because you're gay. So again, at multi-levels, this is the equivalent of calling somebody you don't like a fag, something the left says is totally evil, totally criminal, like fat shaming. But the Young Turks lady calls me a big fat ass, and that's okay.
No, you never see any consistency or truth on the left. I'm sick of being called a white supremacist. Alex, I have been an opponent of the war on drugs as an ignominious racist failure for 20 years. I've been opposed to the 1994 crime bill pushed by Bill and Hillary Clinton that mandated harsh mandatory penalties for the possession of nonviolent possession of and first time possession of small amounts of marijuana, because it falls disproportionately on black people and poor people. I have been a proponent of sentencing reform finally put in place by who? Not Bill Clinton, not Barack Obama. No, President Donald J. Trump. I've been a proponent of a pardon for Marcus Garvey. I've been one of the few conservatives who still defends affirmative action, for which I get criticized on the right. So I'm tired of people lying about me. Now I've got Billy Baldwin up on Twitter saying, I'm a special breed of grotesque. I can't think of many people in recent memory that I'd like to see fall as hard and as fast as Roger Stone. O.J. Simpson, Jeffrey Dahmer, Timothy McVeigh, Osama bin Laden, Roger Stone, who's your choice? What kind of mental illness is this? What kind of hate mongering is this? Who are the tolerant ones and who are the intolerant ones? This tsunami of hate against me. No one will care if Roger Stone goes to jail. Well, you're wrong about that. Millions of Americans will care. My family will care. The millions of people who are praying for me every day, they will care. The 63 million people who voted for Donald J. Trump, they will care. I am tired of this vituperation and this tsunami of hatred from the left. David Gergen should be ashamed of himself. Jake Tapper, of all people, should be ashamed of himself for this kind of hate mongering, this kind of homophobic gay bashing, this kind of name calling, this insinuendo, as Leo Gorsuch used to say. I am really sick of it. And the real reason they want to silence me, Alex, they don't want me to raise the money for my legal defense. Please go to stonedefensefund.com. Please go to the Infowars.com store. These two sites are vital to my survival. I need this forum. When the judge issued a gag order that did not limit my First Amendment rights, the left went completely insane. That's why they have cooked up this false narrative. I threatened no one. I intended to threaten no one. I never disrespected the judge or the court. I will say that at the hearing. I am respectful of the process. Individual FBI agents, every federal marshal I've come in contact with, treated me with courtesy and respect.
Let me add this point. This is a key point I want to add here. You're not just saying this. You're credited with giving Trump the wall idea. And if you go read even stuff 3 years ago, you have hammered him with you've got to decriminalize marijuana and you've got to let people out who've been given minimum sentencing along racial lines. It's good for votes. It's the right thing to do. You've told me privately that Trump agreed with you but got sick of you pestering him about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's another reason some of these dark forces want to get you, is they want to keep this race war going. People are listening to the guy that put it in Trump's ear to decriminalize marijuana that Sessions tried to block, but that Trump has moved forward with. You're talking to the guy. And, of course, it was Jared Kushner later did a great job as well. But this is the original guy that told Trump it's the right thing to do and it's the winning combination. Like Moses, set the captives free. And again, now he's facing prison with no evidence and all this other stuff is incredible. We'll be right back with the next hour. Roger could be gagged tomorrow. He could be put in jail tomorrow. There's a very good chance of it. But it doesn't happen. We're going to have him give a statement, in case it's his last statement, straight ahead, Infowars.com/show. Please spread the links. You're only hoping to get the word out, folks.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is the American people and people around the world who love liberty. Nationalism and populism is exploding. We are recognized by the Council on Foreign Relations, by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, by the European Union, High Commission, and others as the epicenter, as the trigger point, as the detonator, as patient zero in their takedown. And because we were fired like a proton in a superconducting super collider into a giant pile of lead so that they could basically try to track our trajectory, they are now able to know that we have the spiritual DNA and the understanding to take to the next level. So I believe InfoWars needs to survive into the next fight. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, you are the InfoWar. Just remember that. Roger, we're going to let you go here in a moment. I was going to be on the War Room today with the folks that are hosting. I think I was going to pop in as well. We've got Harrison Smith did a great job. But just in the 4 minutes we have here, please impart to folks, in case the media is frothing, some are saying the judge may actually put you in jail, may completely gag you, just a final statement in case this is one of the last times you get to talk.
Well, Alex, I must say, I'm grateful for the judge for her initial gag order, which left my First Amendment rights to intact. And I have not discussed the witnesses in my case or the charges against me, leaving that for court as the judge recommended. But I am not guilty of threatening anyone, and I hope to clarify that because I'm many things, but stupid is not one of them. Most of all, I guess I want to say that I thank the literally millions of people now praying for me, the thousands of people who are giving to the StoneDefenseFund.com, the thousands, millions, really, of people supporting InfoWars every day, knowing that we are a beacon of the truth, and my family, which has stood by me in this very difficult time in which I've been targeted for political persecution, largely because I supported Donald Trump for president. Not quite yet. This is
my president.
From surgery, and we're praying for her as well. Thank you, Alex, so much for your support and the support of the entire InfoWars community. Owen and I had a good time in Washington, where he was a great comfort to me. We prayed together. I salute his leadership and his eloquence on the war room in my defense, and everyone in the InfoWars family who've been so supportive in this time of tribulation for me. It is my belief in God, my belief in the Constitution, my belief in Donald Trump that is getting me through this. We will make America great again, and we will turn the table on those who sought through a silent coup to bring down the duly elected president. Alex, thank you, and God bless you for everything you're doing for me. Thank you, and God bless everyone out there. Please go to InfoWars.com store. It is essential that this platform survive. This is a beacon of freedom. This is the last place you can get the absolute stone cold truth. And we need your support because we are under attack as never before. They want to silence us because they know that we expose their lies, the lies of Jussie Smollett, the lies of Russian collusion, the lies about who is and is not a white supremacist. We are the people who bring you the truth, but we need your support. Alex Jones is not blowing smoke when he tells you that we are threatened with extinction. They have colluded to remove us from all of the social media platforms. So please, folks, go to StoneDefenseFund.com, send a contribution because lawyers are expensive. Go to InfoWars.com store and buy one of our great products or buy my book, Stone's Rules, or buy a t-shirt. But stand up in the fight for freedom. We need you as never before.
All right, Roger. Thank you. I had somebody follow me here. That's why I interrupted. But great job. We'll be right back. Owen Troyer and myself with big breaking news from InfoWars.com. Here with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now you're not satisfied
with what you're being put through. Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation, and I'm really anxious to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
prey on you, trying to deceive you. And they've been successful deceiving the American people for so long, they now think they're invincible. Now, I want to hit some other big breaking news about the good news that's happening. I'm going to turn this over to Owen to get up on the phones up, take your calls. And he has several guests on in the next hour. They'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, on Friday. We have a lot of big special guests coming in the studio on Friday. I'll just leave it at that. But I didn't plug the entire last hour. I mean, you know, Roger did his customary thing for his legal defense fund, which is great. But I've got 100 crew members. That's the janitors, two janitors, and that's the legal, and that's the accounting, and that's the shipping department, and that's the video editors, and the researchers, and the fact checkers, and the writers, and the everybody. And we are kicking globalist butt. And there's an article in the Washington Post, an article in the Atlantic Monthly, an article in the New York Times. And there's so many, I can't even read them all, saying we've got to get InfoWars completely off the air. Because even though we have banned him off of every major platform where he had tens of millions of subscribers on iTunes and YouTube and everything, despite that, everyone still goes to InfoWars.com. And they tracked it. They called it informational backbone, and which I love being called a backbone. And they say it starts with Jones, and then it goes to Hannity, and then it goes to the Daily Caller, and it goes to Tucker Carlson. Well, what do you mean it goes there? When Pelosi says, you better not declare an emergency, you know, we'll take your guns during an emergency, everybody else says Pelosi threatens an emergency. I go, no, she just threatened gun confiscation. The corporate media is able to take, when she gives a message to her own people, we're coming for the guns, they then take that message and basically suppress it and say, no, she just made an emergency coming. When Nadler says, we're going to confiscate your guns during an emergency, I play the clip over and over again. They spin it, Nadler threatens the Democrat emergency. All I do is cut to what it really is. And that's what they hate. And then our audience sends it out to talk radio stations, calls into C-SPAN, sends it to Hannity, sends it to Limbaugh, sends it to Tucker Carlson, sends it to Laura Ingraham. And then InfoWars never gets the credit, which is fine. I love it. In fact, I actually enjoy it in a sick way. I just want to win. And I'll hear word for word what I've said and what I've written and what we've done on all these shows. And then later behind the scenes, I talk to folks and they go, oh, yeah, I love the show. Great research. But it's just so good. Even Media Matters and others have lined up, you know, whole paragraphs of what I've said months before. And then it's exactly said out of the president's mouth. It's exactly said out of the other people's mouth. And that's what leadership is. When you're a real leader, folks, you don't get the attention while you're alive. You don't get to get carried around people's shoulders. But you get your kids to live in a free country, not run by people that kill babies after they're born. And you know, devil worshippers. I mean, that's what's happening. They courthouses in America. They're electing Baphomet with kids sitting in his lap. This is the enemy coming in like a flood. And so InfoWars is a leading light. And I hate to keep going, oh, we're so important. Oh, we're so great. Oh, we're under attack. Understand the explosive information we've got that you, as the InfoWars, you are the InfoWars, folks. That's not patronization. What we've got is their number. We've got their kryptonite, and they're not good like Superman. We've got them dialed in. We're in their head, and they can't stand us. I'm going to tell you, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. When you thank our local AM and FM stations and TV stations, when you spread the word, when you send out our best articles every day on InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, when you take that action and override them, they can't censor you on email yet, or on text messages, or word of mouth, or PeytonInfoWars.com on the side of your barn, or maybe you don't want all the negative connotation they put on it. Hey, great. Well, we have NewsWars.com. The enemy hadn't demonized that yet. By the time the enemy's demonized that, we want to make it comfortable for you on the DL to promote the truth. We'll have a new website for it, or PrisonPlanet.com. The point is that we're in a total commitment and a total fight. The enemy knows it. So listen, whatever you do, keep spreading the word. And whatever you do, say, you know, I'm going to try Alex Jones's coffee. It's the best coffee, highest rated out there for the price. Everybody tastes it. They love it. From southern Mexico, basic Guatemalan coffee, but it's not overgrown. It's wild-crafted. Wake American coffee in two different varieties. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name, but they sell for $10 more a pound. Get your coffee, sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com, find the InfoWars. Get your toothpaste, sign up every month, every 2 months, every 3 months. You can cancel any time for free. Get 10% off additionally. Get your Super Blue, fluoride-free, coil, silver, fortified toothpaste. Sign up. Everybody's going to want to order, I think, every few weeks. Our protein bars are the highest quality in two different great flavors, vanilla, coconut, and peanut butter chocolate, 12 bars per package. In fact, it's designed for retail. If you've got a store and want to sell them, you can buy them and sell them in your store as well. It's like a whole retail packaging where the top comes off and folds back for a flap to promote it. So it's designed for retail sales as well. These bars, ladies and gentlemen, are the equivalent of bars they sell for $5, $6, $7 at Whole Foods. These are high-end bars. Our normal sell price is $3 a piece. They're at $2.40 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Introductory offer, InfoWars Protein Bars. Good luck demonizing those and calling it snake protein. The FDA says you need 55 vaccines by the age of two. We're going to arrest you if you don't. But don't protein. You can't sell protein. Don't brush your teeth either. That's bad. He sells snake paste. After all, it's toothpaste called snake paste. It's a sick joke. Or maybe air is going to be called snake air. Jones says you need oxygen. The point is, we're in a total fight, a total commitment. You've seen the attacks. They're ratcheting them back up because they're in so much trouble. And quite frankly, while we hold them here, while they focus everything on us, all these new groups and organizations are sprouting up and exploding. Very exciting things are happening. Like Owen said, the globalists are being exposed. All their programs are going down in flames. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But Owen, I want you to take over. But this Jesse Smollett thing is just the gift that keeps on giving. Just like AOC, or just like Pelosi, or just like any of these people. These are horrible, gross globalists. And now these Nigerian brothers have sworn that he wrote the fake letter. Of course he did. And all of it. And now they're saying, this is on InfoWars.com, prosecutor just came out, Paul Joseph Watson article, Jesse Smollett faces up to 3 years in prison. Empire actor could be behind bars if allegations he alleged attack are proven true. And it just goes over all the facts and all the evidence and how ridiculous it is and how he doubled down and how Fox is now defending him and others are showing they probably gave the orders. So this is a window into how fake they are. So anytime they say, how dare Alex Jones question public events, remember how many of these stage things we've seen, and just remember that we forced them into an open fight. Some of them just preying on our kids when they're unborn or just born or in schools, because that's what they are, they're predators. Now they've got to face men and women out in the open sun, Owen, and now the real ball game's here. And now we're in the real world, Owen, and the globalists don't know what to do. They don't know how to deal with an awake public all over the world. And so the good news is the globalists are losing. The bad news is for those of us on the tip of the spear, it is not a fun situation.
Well, we're going to break it all down, including some breaking fake news out of CNN. They're reporting the Mueller report could come out next week. I don't expect it. I think this is them just hyping up their fake news, Alex. But we're going to break it all down on the other side of this break. The president is right now in danger to be removed by the Democrats.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, folks. Thank you for joining us on this Global Wednesday edition. I want to direct the viewers and listeners to the front page of drugreport.com that Owen's going to take over. This is just today. EU governments endorse copyright reform. Remember Drudge 2.5 years ago in studio? Saying how the internet freedom will be ended with world government copyright laws, saying you can't even link to somebody, even though that sends them traffic. Commission calls opponents of it a mob. Death of the web, they're saying. And then under that, CNN, Mueller report out next week. I told you a few weeks ago. Speaking of Drudge Report, Drudge linked to that live Sunday broadcast. And my sources and my intel and the tea leaves showed that he was going to be issuing a report on or around March 1st. Well, next week, or if we do the math, let's look it up. I don't have it in front of me.
Next Saturday would be the 2nd of March.
Okay, so for next Friday would be March 1st, and we'll see if I hit it dead on. You know, we're usually right, we're wrong sometimes. Sometimes I'm listening to rebroadcasts, which I just do for quality control, and I go, why am I saying ABC is defending Smollett? It's Fox. Even I know that. But it was ABC also had executives defending it as well. That's how I got confused. But and then let's look at something separate here. FBI builds DNA database for all. And it turns out they've been getting it from private companies and private groups when you get your DNA tested. Well, I was the first to break, again, because people gave me the documents. In 1996, secret DNA databases been sending our DNA to Big Pharma and to the UN. When they take blood from babies at birth, it's not the test for diseases. They're taking your baby's blood for a global DNA database. And there were since lawsuits that were won in Minnesota and Texas off of our breaking that story. That's why they want us off the air, ladies and gentlemen, is because we're on target. But, you know, CNN is constantly hyping things that don't come true. So I agree with Owen. The fact that they say Mueller report out next week makes me question whether my sources were right. And then, of course, they could change that. But, you know, we told you in October Trump was looking at an actual emergency and was the right thing to do. And then, of course, we told you a month before he did it that we thought he was about to do it. He stepped back and didn't do it. Now they're trying to claim he can't do it. Now, the way he's doing it in the 78 law does involve Congress, but I still think he has the power overwhelmingly, and the courts before have agreed. If he just made his commander-in-chief, they would have had no say-so because the commander-in-chief is over the border, the armed forces, and the Navy. So that's the facts. So Trump, I think, went the wrong route with the emergency because his lawyers tricked him. He's got traitors in there, we know. A bunch of yes-men that are trying to, basically, let's not even say traitors. They're trying to cover all bases, all the numbers on the graphs table. They think that's leadership, is to protect themselves and have a more retarded trophy wife and a bigger, cooler golf course house. And that's what they're into. They're not real leaders. So his spirit was in the right direction. I don't know if it was executed right, but you know, time will tell. And then, meanwhile, something else we first broke in 2004 at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Nest Spy. Google says built-in microphone was never supposed to be secret. That's right. Nest is Amazon, but it's run by Google. And they say never supposed to be secret. Why, it was in our patents in 2004. We started putting embedded microphones and things around then, so Business Insider, I wonder if Business Insider will get a surprise. You know, I'll get prison. InfoWars will get prison. We'll be destroyed for breaking in 2004. You're not supposed to break in 2004. You're supposed to wait till they deny it to Congress. They deny they fix search results. They deny they're working with dictators. They deny they're doing all this. And then when they get caught doing it all, they go, of course, we've always got this. You're up against Indian Americans. I'm like, no, I'm not against anybody. But you are nothing but a liar. So the on-device microphone was never intended to be a secret and should have been listed in the tech specs, of course. Like the tech specs of many TVs say, watch what you say, we're listening. The person said there was an error on our part. On Tuesday, Google representatives told Business Insider the company had made an error. The problem, users didn't know a microphone existed on their Nest security device to begin with. Oh, it is your fault. In early February, Google announced the assistant would work with its home security alarm system, Nest Secure. And then it just goes on from there. Oh, you're just now learning there's cancer viruses in the vaccine. SV40 is our favorite from the immortal gene line. It stays in stasis for up to 50 years in the injector. It then plugs in, designed perfectly, into your cells, and at a certain cell replication date, generally 60 years of age, the viruses are triggered and begin activation, which is your deactivation. So don't worry, it's not just hidden microphones that I first reported on 20 years ago in Scientific and London Cable Box. It's hidden vaccine weapons that will kill you and your family lovingly. And while you die over a few years of cancer, all your money will be sucked out, and your church will raise money, and they'll get the money. money. So don't take your vitamin C. Don't take your bone broth. Don't filter your water. Don't support InfoWars.com. Next Decade's News Today. Just submit. But remember to all the federal judges and all the FBI agents and all the globalists and all the king's horses and all the king's men. You all haven't been let into the inner circle. No, because you're followers, you're not leaders, you were never given the offer. You don't know, but I'm going to tell all the people that serve the system, and the good people too, most adults living will bury your children. Your children are dead already from the vaccines, and you're dead too. And I just want you to remember, when you're fighting for your life and remembering your children you already buried, all you judges and all you politicians, just remember, it's going to get a lot worse once you're in hell. So make your jokes about killing babies that are already born and run your big, fat, demonic mouths. But everything we told you is now coming out and is now unfolding. And that is the reality, my friends. And that is where the story doesn't end. It's where the story begins, because I'm not trying to scare you. I believe that if you're faced with the truth, you'll make the hard decisions and realize that a kill grid is being erected by a very evil, sinister force of the fallen one on this planet, working with collaborators. Back to Owen Schroyer live from the ATX.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to get into some of the latest news, including the circus that is being formed right now that will be the Democrat 2020 presidential nomination process, and how it's basically going to be. And this is why I don't think they really want the Mueller report or the Mueller investigation to finish, because they want that as a talking point for the Democrat nomination process. So could it be that the left is being baited right now with the potential release of the Mueller report? Could it actually be coming, and then five other rockets will launch into the stratosphere? We'll talk about it on the other side. The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex here now, and we got a lot of news to get to, but the breaking news that has the siren at Drudge Report right now is a CNN story: Justice Department preparing for Mueller report as early as next week. Now, I think CNN is getting trolled here, to be honest with you, and I actually would say that there is more hype and more belief, if you will, from informed, intelligent people, not just fake news people on the left, that the Mueller report was actually going to be submitted and concluded in March. A lot of, let's just say, informed people believe that. More so, because this isn't the first time a story like this has come out where they say, oh, you know, the Mueller report's coming out next week or next month. They've been reporting that news for a while. Never comes to fruition. That's why I don't really buy this. But you saw John Brennan, I believe it was on CNN, basically saying get ready for nothing with the Russia collusion Mueller report. We'll play that clip. And you've seen a story in the New York Times. Or no, I'm sorry. It was MSN and the New York Times. Intimidation, pressure, and humiliation inside Trump's two-year war on the investigations encircling him. Of course, the irony is the intimidation, the pressure, and the humiliation is what Trump has had to endure, what conservatives have had to endure. Heck, what teenage boys have to endure because of this out-of-control, unhinged left. But this story was like 14 pages long. It's basically just like the pipe dream of the left, what they wish is happening or what they think is happening. And then you read this CNN story about the investigation about to come to a close, including an entire section of the story, Life After Mueller. And so you read that and they're realizing they're basically preparing their audience that there is no Russian collusion, but there's still going to be some stuff after Mueller. They'll still be investigating this and this and this, and there's some other stuff going on. So it's basically like, okay, Alex asked for a sports analogy. This is like your home team is winning by 40 points, but the announcers for the away team, or no, let's say your home team is on the road playing an away game. They're winning by 40 points, but the announcers and the scorekeepers have been lying about the score, and they have their home team up by 40. So even though you're up by 40, the scorekeepers and the announcers are claiming their team is up by 40. And so the whole crowd thinks the home team is up by 40 and they're all cheering and getting ready to go. And then they're about to be like, all right, actually they're up by 40. We were losing the whole time. And so they're just kind of getting the audience ready. Like the scorekeeper comes on, excuse me, we are investigating a problem with the scoreboard. And the audience is like, oh, what? Excuse me, we are investigating a problem with the announcing team. What? Oh, it turns out the scoreboard was wrong. And the home team has actually been defeated by 40 points. Have a nice night. But don't worry, there'll be another game tomorrow. And that's basically what the story is. And then that's basically what John Brennan said on CNN last night in clip 22.
As a trained experience,
Jim Clapper, excuse me.
And how he would approach somebody that he is trying to co-opt or influence or gain leverage over. And in this case, you know, appeal to ego. And so in that sense, in that context, is what I think of when I mean a potential unwitting asset.
Okay, so then...
Unwitting asset,
asset. What would that look like?
Well, that to me would be, which frankly I rather doubt.
Pause it right there. Oh, Jim Clapper, the now CNN employee. Oh, former director of national intelligence. I mean, do I have to ask for the clips of Clapper claiming Trump is a Russian agent? I mean, I don't know how far he went. I don't know if he's like a Adam Schiff that says, I have the proof. I've seen it. Or a Swalwell. I've seen the proof. I've seen the collusion. We have him. Well, here's Clapper saying he doubts that Donald Trump was ever wittingly an agent of Russia. Oh, if Clapper would have said, I know for a fact Trump was a witting agent of Russia, it would have made national headlines. But because he says he doubts Trump was a witting asset of Russia, CNN barely makes a big deal out of it. Let's finish the clip.
Well, that to me would be, which frankly I rather doubt, is a recruited asset who is responding to a direction of a case officer. Again, I'll put that that phrase in quotes, and I really don't think that's the situation here. So I think if that is the case, it would be more unwitting than witting.
Yeah. And so is the Robert Mueller investigation enough to tell if that's the possible scenario?
Oh, is it enough?
You think that what Andrew McCabe said is a possible scenario?
See, now pause it here. So here they're getting prepared for the release of the Mueller report in case it delivers nothing. They're saying, don't worry, there'll be more. Don't you worry. Don't worry. There's a game tomorrow. Again, your team just lost, or you're at the away game and they just lost this. The team, but there will be a game tomorrow. Please come out tomorrow. Finish clip.
Robert Mueller investigation and what's happening in Congress enough?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's the big question.
What does it even mean?
The hope is
what more do you want?
The Mueller investigation will clear the air on this issue once and for all. I'm really not sure it will, and the investigation, when completed, could turn out to be quite anticlimactic and not draw a conclusion about that. Again, I don't know. Now, the unknown here, at least
I mean, is this not so obvious what they're doing?
Might the Congress do on its own, particularly the House Intelligence Committee or the House Judiciary Committee, you know, whether it would take the Mueller investigation's results and go on from there? And I have no idea where that would lead.
Oh, so there you go, folks. They're teeing it up for their next round of investigations. This is actually interesting. They might actually now think that Mueller has been so tainted that even if he releases a report, it won't work. This is an interesting pivot happening right now from this Russia investigation. But let's go ahead and go back to McCabe and put a cap on this. Here's McCabe on CNN, even after Clapper just said he's probably not a winning Russian asset, saying, you know, it's possible Trump is still a Russian asset.
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation. And I'm really anxious to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
Then on the Today Show, he admits they ordered a counterintelligence investigation against Trump. But I want to go instead to him with Colbert, the ultimate leftist propagandist, saying it didn't feel like a coup.
Oh, Lindsey Graham has called this a, he wants to investigate a potential coup. How coup-y did it feel to you in the moment? I mean, it's a constitutional coup in a way, but it's a coup.
I mean,
in Lindsey Graham's opinion.
I think that's a contradiction in and of itself, right?
A constitutional coup?
Yeah, I mean, it was not
like
very...
Like jumbo shrimp or something like that?
It was not very coup-y.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was a mention in the midst of a wide-ranging conversation. I'm not aware that Rod ever took any efforts to pursue that. I'm not aware of any meetings about it.
So what are you aware of?
It was, for me, really just an indicator of just how frenzied and fraught the situation was that we were in. And those were the
kind of things
that were bouncing around.
Whoa, what is he talking about? The situation we were in? You made up Russian collusion. You then used that to spy on the Trump campaign. You got caught doing all of it. Now you're trying to cover your ass and claim Trump is a Russian agent with no proof. That's the situation here. Wow, we'll be right back with more.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I've got a bunch of news I need to get to here and some clips before I'm joined in studio by Stuart Rhodes and Dave Roberts, and then we're going to take your phone calls. But first, let me just do this because, again, InfoWars is an amplification tool here. Our own Millie Weaver did a report. She was pregnant. She recently had a kid where she went and called an abortion clinic just to see if they would, you know, do a late-term abortion for them. They did, of course, suggest that for her, and she recorded it. You've had other people go in and do undercover videos where they talk about selling baby parts. They're now baby part traffickers. That's going on, too. Now, Steven Crowder has just got an undercover video where they sent a pregnant lady into, I believe it's a Planned Parenthood clinic. Here's just a brief teaser of that video that Louder with Crowder has just released.
Marielle is 25 weeks pregnant with her baby Rose. At 25 weeks, Rose is well-developed. She already has hair on her head, she can get the hiccups, and even recognize her mother's voice from the womb. Rose also has a viability of 50 to 80%. In 7 states with more on the way, it is perfectly legal to abort Rose for any reason. Worse, it's easy. All that would need to happen today for you to actually go through with this abortion would be to say the word yes.
Yep.
So this video is simple. There are 800,000 to 1 million abortions performed every year in the United States, with thousands, tens of thousands, classifying as late term. We took a hidden camera to an abortion clinic in Colorado where late term abortions have been legal for years to show you exactly what it is that they, we, and you are talking about. But right away, we ran into some oddly opaque hiccups.
For clinic security, we don't allow any purses, bags, cell phones, like literally none of that can come in with you.
Are we allowed to bring like snacks or water or anything?
Nothing.
Like that?
Just like the airport. The only thing you can bring in is a photo ID.
Okay. Wow.
That's right. No phones, purses, jackets, hats. So we had to cut a hole in Marielle's shirt and make do. We then sent her back into the clinic where she was briefed on the likely procedure, but was mostly relegated to the waiting room. And that's when something dumbfounding happened. Meet, we'll call her patient X.
How far along are you?
I'm 28. Mm-hmm. I'm not very big.
And as we later found out, it was actually worse.
Did you get your ultrasound?
Yeah, I'm further along than the kind of get his big head or what? Like putting in 32 weeks.
That's right. Just like thousands every day across the country, this woman was going to end her 32-week, that's 8 months. her 8-month-old baby's life. For reference, this is what a 32-week-old potential rose looks like. Fully developed, entirely viable, and without a doubt, not a clump of cells or a zygote, but a baby. And perfectly legal to kill.
Wow. So there's just a teaser from Louder with Crowder in their undercover video. You know, I'm going to try not to pontificate on that, but my God. It's a tragedy. I mean, whether you want to say it's legal or not, it's a tragedy. And the fact the left celebrates it just shows you how sick they are. Okay. Let me just do a news blitz here and try to recover from that. So let's just start here and just go right down the line. Venezuelan soldiers to guard border ahead of aid entry, minister says, and the Venezuelan president, Maduro, not the president Guaido that we claim is the president, is basically sending the military and rejecting the aid. So basically you have a standoff happening right now, and looks like we're moving towards intervention. The whiskers in John Bolton's mustache are tingling. U.S. debt hits record under Trump, Republicans mum. So, yes, these are two issues right here as a Trump supporter, as a Trump voter, that I can't get behind. I don't want more foreign intervention. I don't want more regime change. I'm sick of the United States getting behind this. And I'm sick of the debt going up. And maybe if we had less foreign intervention, I wouldn't have to worry about the debt going up. Now, if that's fraud on one level, if you want to call it that, or just not delivering on those two fronts. We'll see what happens. This is fraud on a totally different level. Now, okay, everybody knows about the Jussie Smollett story. I'm not going to go back into all the details of that, but let's look at another angle here just to show you, again, the total nature of how fraudulent these people really are. I mean, you know, words really are beyond description at this point for how fake these people are. I didn't know about this story, but it was really heartwarming. Good Samaritan picks up hotel tab for 70 homeless people in Chicago amongst the life-threatening cold. It actually ended up being about 100, over 100 people, about 120 people. And it was $70 each for the rooms that this Good Samaritan, Candace Payne, so she spent this money and took care of these people, her own money out of her own pocket, to take care of the homeless people in Chicago when they were freezing to death. Literally, one of them died. So a good Samaritan that actually cares about people, that actually wants to do good for the community and puts their money where their mouth is, Candace Payne, she did the right thing. Think about what Jussie Smollett did while Candace Payne was putting her money where her mouth is and actually helping people in Chicago. Jussie Smollett spent almost $10,000 to stage a fake hate crime to try to destroy this country, to lie about Trump supporters, to demonize his opposition, his opponent. That's a total fraud. That's a total loser. That's an evil, evil spirit. A good Samaritan would have done what Candace Payne did and taken care of her fellow people in Chicago. Jussie Smollett is total scum, and he faked a hate crime and then lied about it for an entire week. He could have spent that 10 grand and he could have potentially saved people's lives that died in the cold in Chicago. No, he was too busy faking a hate crime. Total scum. The worst of us is Jussie Smollett. The worst! And so Ellen DeGeneres gave Candace Payne $50,000 on The Ellen Show. So that's the good side of America. Jussie Smollett is literally the worst side of America. The worst. But that's not stopping the left from coming to his aid, like S.E. Cupp, who used to be a conservative. And she tweets this out. The giddiness among Trumpsters over the Smollett news is gross. The story is awful. He allegedly abused police resources, exploited raw divisions in this country, and made it harder for every victim of a hate crime to report. This is sad no matter your politics. What do you mean no matter your politics? The whole thing was politically derived. I mean, it's unbelievable how the left, here's what they do. They stage an event. They lie about something. They get caught. And then they act like, oh, no, but I'm not the bad guy. You're still the bad guy. Yeah, I got caught, and everything that I preach about and everything that I claim turns out to be a total lie that I fabricate with my fake news, But the point is, you're still the bad guy. I mean, I don't even, the psychology of these people, folks, these are psychopathic, pathological liars. That's who these people are. Jussie Smollett is a psychopath, pathological liar. Here's an entire list. Oh, here's the Daily Beast, by the way. Fakers like Jussie Smollett play victim. Politicians buy it and play right into Trump hands. Exactly. It's like, yeah, you're right. It plays into Trump hands. It plays into President Trump's hands that everything you say about him is a lie. And then when you try to prove that it's true, you get caught in a lie. Yeah, that does play into Trump's hands, doesn't it? Wow. Maybe you should stop lying. But no, it's they'll never accept the blame. Here's a list of the hate crimes that have been faked since President Trump has been in office. Anti-Muslim hate crime in Michigan turns out to be a hoax. Bisexual student fakes Trump-inspired hate crime. Turns out to be a hoax at North Park University. Gas station racism goes viral. Then police debunk it. They tried to blame Trump supporters. Turned out to be fake. White men rob Muslim woman of her hijab and wallet, except it never happened. Turned out to be a hoax. Church organist vandalizes his own church. They tried to play spray paint positive Trump positive stuff on there. Turned out they did it themselves. A hoax. Drunk white men attack Muslim woman in story. Another one that was totally made up and never even happened. Oh, by the way, these are at the Daily Caller. White guy sets his own car on fire, paints racial slur on his own garage, and blames Trump supporters. A hoax. Prankster tricks liberal journalist into spreading anti-Trump hoax. Student writes anti-Muslim graffiti on his own door at Beloit College. A hoax. Israeli man behind anti-Semitic bomb threats in the U.S. Another hoax. The St. Olaf, Minnesota staged protests. That turned out to be a hoax. Fake hate at Air Force Academy goes viral. Yeah, the fake racism claim that turned out to be a hoax. K-State, fake hate crime, racist graffiti carried out by minority student. Waiter fakes note calling himself a terrorist. Waitress fakes racist note. I mean, the list goes on and on. Do you understand who these people are? Everything they do is fake. From Jussie Smollett to Covington Catholic to the Russian collusion probe. All fake. I just want to play this video to really just highlight this group called Now This. Has to be the most insane thing on social media you've ever seen. Every video this group does is more insane than the last. It's like they... I don't even know how to explain it. It's like beyond Twilight Zone. It's like, what can we put out there that's the most ridiculous thing you can ever see? So here's the latest. American Jew claims Trump is using Jews to destroy progressive movements.
It's no secret that we live in an era of rising anti-Semitism and white nationalism. But the real threat to us Jews doesn't come...
Pause it right there, because this is the funny thing, too. Somehow in the last, at least to me, it feels like in the last 5 years, other people would make other claims. But white people and Jewish people are now in the same group. I mean, that's basically what it's come down to. Jewish people are basically now considered white people. It used to be a totally different group, but now in the modern parlance, they're basically considered white people. So here she is saying anti-Semitism exists with white nationalism, but they also combine Jewish people into white people. So again, this is the hyperbole of her speech that it's just like from the very get-go, the very foundation has a double standard. I'm telling you, now this is the most insane group of people I think on earth right now. Go back.
Doesn't come from progressive leaders like Ilhan Omar criticizing Israel's military occupation. It comes from Donald Trump and the increasingly white nationalist movement that put him in the White House. For centuries, corrupt and hateful rulers have used anti-Semitism.
So whites are anti-Semites?
The anger of the people away from the ruling class.
She won't say that though, because she can't say that.
Unpopular, and people are looking for someone to blame. Jews become a really useful scapegoat. Just as they scapegoat African Americans, Muslims, Mexicans, people of color, and
that's
immigrants,
you. That's
Trump
what you're doing
and
right
white
now.
Nationalist allies use anti-Semitic dog whistles to distract.
Pause it right there. Again. Trump is like, Trump, if anything, they would say Trump is a Zionist. Who is this woman? Who is this woman? Trump is pro-Israel. I mean, this is a joke. Go back to the madness.
Policies lining the pockets of the 1%. It was Trump whose last campaign ad in 2016 featured prominent Jewish leaders as the faces of the global elite.
Did they just show Soros?
America's decline. It was Trump who said,
"You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a
the
group
Jews
on the
denounced
other side
Soros.
That was also very violent."
When Trump supporting white nationalists marched in Charlottesville and chanted, "Jews will not replace us." House Republicans Kevin McCarthy and Steve King have
hold
both
on.
Repeated lies
I can't,
that George
this,
Soros was behind a caravan of migrants.
This madness is so crazy.
These same conspiracy theories were echoed by the shooter in Pittsburgh, who killed 11 Jews in their house of worship. And yet, it's the right wing that often uses accusations of anti-Semitism to shut down discussion about Israel.
Accusations? We show the clips of Ilhan Omar.
4 million Palestinians.
We show the clips of Louis Farrakhan.
Few rights and no representation in the government that controls their lives.
Which is, again, what? So,
through giving political.
Oh my God, do you understand how insane this is right here?
For decades, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as APAC, has
prided. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I have to stop this now. I have to pull this. Get it out. I'm sorry. My IQ is literally going down as we speak. The synapses and the wiring of my brain is all shutting down right now. The only reason I play that is just so people can know that now this has now become the most, I mean, I don't even know what you would call that. It's like, I mean, there's zero sense in this at all. None. You can't find any sense in anything from this video, and you can't find anything from now this ever. But the funny thing about it is, it always pops up in my social media feed all the time. Every video from these people. How does that happen? How come these people keep getting promoted? Who are these people? Who is now this that puts out the dumbest content you've ever seen in your life? So here's Trump, the Zionist president that is anti-Semitic. The white nationalist party that put him in office that also hates Jews, that's empowering Israel. Oh, yes. You found it out now, this.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
There are those of us who absolutely understand that you all...
The human spirit. No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Babylon missed your religion ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group et al.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites.
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm now joined in studio by Stuart Rhodes from Oathkeepers.com and Dave Roberts from DefiancePress.com. His new book is Purge on the Potomac, and we'll be discussing things with them and taking your phone calls here in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Folks, I've barely put any gas in the car here, and we've been flying down the road here burning gasoline, and so I need to take a fuel stop here and do a pit stop. And until you go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. Now, I actually had not yet tried the InfoWars Life Protein Bar until this morning. And I would give my review as a 5-star review. And I'm somebody that's probably tried about every protein bar out there. And for people that eat protein bars, you know that a protein bar that's really stacked with protein and vitamins and nutrients usually doesn't taste that great. Kind of tastes grainy or earthy. And it's just not the best tasting thing. Well, I tried the InfoWars Life protein bar, the peanut butter chocolate one today, which has 15 grams of protein in it. And I got to tell you, you eat this, you would not think it's a protein bar. You would think, in fact, it's peanut butter chocolate, but honestly, it tastes to me like a double fudge brownie. Is what it tasted like more to me. So it's the peanut butter chocolate InfoWars Life protein bar. I thought I was eating a double fudge brownie. I can't believe it was a health snack. So I don't know what they've done in the lab over there at InfoWars Life to make this InfoWars Life protein bar, but wow. I was eating a double fudge brownie, and then I looked at the wrapper, and it was the InfoWars Life peanut butter chocolate protein bar with 15 grams of protein. And you can get 2 boxes right now or more for 40% off, minimum of 2 boxes, and you can get 40% off your order right now at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're somebody like me that always has protein bars in your pantry, this is the time to get 4 boxes, get 5. If you've got a big family, get 10. Just stock up on this now. I'm somebody that loves grabbing a protein bar if I'm on the road, if I'm heading to the gym or afterwards for a snack. And so the brand new InfoWars Life protein bar is at InfoWarsStore.com. And I've only tried the peanut butter chocolate. I thought I was eating a double fudge brownie. It was that good. And it's got the 15 grams of protein and the other great vitamins and nutrients. And you can read the ingredients for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. So support the InfoWar by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And check out some other great specials while you're there on the bone broth. We've got t-shirts. We've got hats. Brain Force Plus. Turbo Force, all kinds of great stuff. The Super Silver Wound Gel, this is like a miracle product, folks. I mean, anything that you have topically, the Super Silver Wound Gel can take care of it. It's unbelievable. From sunburns to lacerations to dryness, I mean, it's just like everything's unbelievable with the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. So check that out as well. All right. So Stuart Rose and Dave Roberts are in studio with me here today. I'm also going to give out the phone line. We'll do that when we come back in the next segment, and we'll start aggregating calls. A lot of stuff developing today, gentlemen, and it seems like the Russian collusion investigation has been a total flop, a total failure. So they're trying to drum back up some hype about it, saying, oh, the Mueller probe is coming to an end, but then there'll be more probes. So let's first go to Stuart Rhodes. What do you make of the failed Russian collusion probe? Now the Democrats are trying to put more air into it, I think, while it's failing.
Well, sure. I mean, this could be a constant drumbeat from them throughout the entire Trump presidency, is that he was illegitimate and just scrambling to find a way to support that narrative. They'll grasp onto anything they possibly can. The latest one being, of course, that he's somehow mentally incompetent. And you know, and that, but that, by that they mean he has the wrong policies. So don't be surprised if those keep creating things out of thin air.
Yeah, and that's a precedent they love to set. Just say, oh, if you have conservative politics, you're mentally ill.
Right.
When it's the left, again, projecting, they're the mentally ill ones. But what do you make, Dave Roberts from DefiancePress.com? What do you make of, it looks like all the steam and the momentum, any they had to this Russian collusion probe is about to end. So the media is trying to put some air back into it.
Well, I don't think it's ever going to end. I think it's going to go till he's reelected again, and then it'll go through until he's out of office. It just blows their mind that he won to start with, and they can't let it go. I don't see him letting it go. If it's not this, it'll be something else.
Yeah, that's my thing, too, is I realize that this is going to be a main talking point for the Democrats in their nomination process for every debate, every campaign stop, everything. They can't have this Russian collusion probe shut down, and then the rug is ripped out from underneath them before they're about to start campaigning. I mean, what do the Democrats talk about if they can't bash Trump? They can't bash how successful the economy is. They'll try, but they know it's not a good campaign issue. So what do they do? What do you think, Stuart, they do if the Russian collusion thing does end? What are the Democrats going to campaign on? Just straight socialism?
Well, they'll just continue to call Trump and his supporters racist. They'll continue to say he's a fascist. Then now if the declaration of emergency, they'll say he's a dictator. And this is I know what it's like. I've been doing Oath Keepers for 10 years. They'll never address what you actually do. It's always the made-up narrative, the false narrative about you that they present, that you're a complete crazy person, you're a conspiracy theorist, and, you know, and of course you're racist and xenophobic. That's all they're going to ever throw out there.
Well, literally, though, we've even got the clip of Bernie Sanders saying that exact thing. Guys, let's roll clip 11. Here's Bernie Sanders saying exactly what Stuart Rhodes just said.
Line for me is, I think it is absolutely imperative that Donald Trump be defeated, because I think it is unacceptable and un-American.
Un-American.
Frank with you, that we have a president who is a pathological liar, and it gives me no pleasure to say that, but it's true. We have a president who is a racist, who is a sexist, who is a xenophobe, who is doing what no president in our lifetimes has come close to doing.
And that's true. Fixing the economy, trying to restore the borders, addressing the fake news.
Conservative presidents, liberal presidents, they understand their function is to bring our people together. This guy is trying to divide us up. That has got to end.
Now, here's the funny thing. That's exactly what they do. And Bernie Sanders, now again running as a Democrat, is going to destroy the Democrat Party again. So Sanders is now a stalking horse to remove attention off Tulsi Gabbard and probably launch Kamala Harris into the Democrat nomination. Now, we'll see what happens with this whole Democrat Party in the next couple days. But Bernie Sanders got a new haircut. He found the comb that was hidden under his couch cushion for the last 30 years. So he is ready to go. Bernie Sanders and socialism.
He's serious.
The civil rights group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, says there have been at least 700 cases of hateful harassment or intimidation since the election.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Don't catch you slipping, no. Look what I'm whipping, no. This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Don't catch you slipping, no. Look what I'm whipping, no. This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the bag. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Yeah, yeah. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm kicking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black.
I'll tell you what, all that anti-American scum out there that fakes hate crimes,
this is America.
Keep pushing. keep pushing. Keep pushing and see what you get. Keep pushing and see the monster you wake. Oh, they have no idea. They have no idea what monster they're about to awake. Just keep pushing. Fake another hate crime, I dare you. Stage another hate crime, I dare you. I dare you. You will. I don't need to dare you. You've already got it in the works. This is the Democrat Party we're talking about. They've already got hate crime hoaxes in the works right now as we're speaking, folks. That's who these people are. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Stuart Rhodes in studio with me, as well as Dave Roberts from DefiancePress.com. We've got his one book here, A Deep State Calamity, Purge in the Potomac. He's got another book coming out. I want to give out the phone number right now, and we'll start taking calls in this third hour with Stuart and Dave in studio on a wide range of topics. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. But this is actually part of what leftist socialists do when they want to have a revolution. They do false flags. This is what Hitler did. It's a classic technique. It's the false flag technique. You stage an event and you blame your opponent. It's classical. So this is now the left engaging in Nazi tactics and other socialist tactics. And you've got another book coming out, Dave, that highlights another aspect of socialist purging of a culture, how they remove history, and how you can also relate that to what ISIS has done in the Middle East. This is coming out in your new book.
Yeah, yes, it is. And the socialism, I mean, today, and I'm sure, Stuart, you appreciate this, but it's worse to be called a racist than a terrorist. So, and what you're seeing is the politicians actually are afraid of being, they'll run to any extreme to keep from being called a racist, which is why you're seeing some of these monuments that are falling across the country. And I'll take the example here in Texas, where we had a Confederate plaque that was erected in 1959 in the state capitol here in Austin. And the State Preservation Board, which is a 5-member board that consists of the governor, the lieutenant governor, the Speaker of the House, and then a senator, a rep, and an average person from John Doe, they voted. They had a meeting and voted amongst themselves, 5 members with no public input, no comment, no input from the they actually did it on purpose in between legislative sessions, had no public input or comment, then removed the plaque in the middle of the night. Now, you're talking about the governor of Texas. You're talking about Dan Patrick, these guys who have promised to protect our monuments. And they took it down in the middle of the night because there was one minority complaint from a state rep out of urban Dallas. And they succumbed to him and took it down. And so we had a state preservation meeting where we put pressure on them, let us come in and tell them what they did wrong. And I called them cultural terrorists because this is what ISIS does. They destroy monuments and they remove history.
Talk about that. It's revisionist history, and this is what terrorists do.
It is. And so here, that plaque, and their issue with that plaque was that it stated that slavery was not the cause of Texas secession and the Civil War. And we could debate that all day long, but they never allowed that debate to happen. They removed the plaque. That plaque had stood there in that hallway through 11 governors and 28 legislative sessions. But these 5 were the enlightened ones that decided to take it down without any public input. So I you know, regardless of whether you agree with what was on the plaque, the issue is that you have 5 elected employees, our employees, that took that down without any public input.
Well, the same thing happened here at UT in the middle of the night. I happened to catch wind of it. They went and they removed a Confederate statue. I don't even know if I should let them know this. They'll probably try to shut down the whole university. If you really want to know the Confederate history at UT, they'd probably shut down the whole university, quite frankly. But in the middle of the night, they removed a Confederate statue. I caught wind of it. I went out there with my camera, and I was just recording these leftists out there celebrating, just documenting this as a news piece. Like, okay, here they are removing it in the middle of the night. You know, no vote, no debate, no discussion. Just, oh, we want to remove it. It's racist, right? So we have to remove it. And I'm just there filming, saying, okay, so here they are removing this statue. They didn't ask the students. They didn't ask the taxpayers. They just said, oh, we declare it racist, so we have to erase it. And all of a sudden, I'm starting getting attacked, and they're literally chanting death to America. So that's what's actually behind this. The whole claim of racism is just this virtue signaling campaign that they use to get away with their hatred for America and their real motivation for this, which is they just hate America. They want to see a death to America. So erasing part of its history is like an intellectual victory for them.
Yeah, somehow today they're the enlightened ones. They think they know why these statues were erected, and it's unbelievable that they look at the Dallas mayor. This issue, there's a 65-foot tall monument that's been there for 60 or 70 years.
And by the way, it's not cheap to take these down. That's expensive stuff to take these down.
In their study, it was $480,000 to destroy it. And so the mayor, if you go on YouTube, you'll find it. The mayor's he wants to take a wrecking ball to it. And so, you know, I hate to say this, but at some point, you know, these are going to be like Charlottesville incidents where there's going to be bloodshed. I honestly believe, I'm not promoting that. I'm just telling you, at some point, you know, they're going to send agitators. There's going to be people protesting not to take these down. I mean, for people like me, that's my ancestry. Okay.
Well, eventually,
it's like knocking down a headstone at one of my cemetery with my ancestor in it.
Well, eventually, they're going to raise the Alamo. That's what's going to come.
Well, that's the whole point with the Confederate plaque. Again, whether you agree with what was on the Confederate plaque in the state capitol was not the issue. That there was a time for that debate, but for five people to remove it. And they speak for all.
Well, and there was no debate, and that was the issue. All right, we'll be right back. We'll take some of your phone calls and continue this discussion. Don't go anywhere.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You can never underestimate how much the mainstream media will lie, but you will always underestimate how much the mainstream media will lie. Now, we're talking about how the left is trying to destroy America, how they want to destroy the history, how they use this whole racism, homophobia, xenophobia thing as a buzzword to distract from their real motivation. It's not stopping racism or hatred. These people are the most hateful racists on earth. The real agenda is to destroy America. Why they want to revise history. And quite frankly, gentlemen, I think that's why they don't want us to have a southern border.
Oh, absolutely. It's part replacement. And yes, it's fourth generation warfare invasion. We're being attacked, as Matt Bracken and I talked about last week. We're being attacked on multiple fronts, but all of them have one common enemy, whether they're radical jihadists, whether they're La Raza racists who want to, you know, the Reconquista of the West, or whether they're Marxist in the Democratic Party, you know, white communist. They all have the same common enemy, which is Western civilization.
And they'll never admit it, but that's the truth. And we were talking about in the break how most of that goes on at the public schools with the education system. And you just have to scratch your head and wonder how it got so bad. And if at this point we can even salvage it, or you just have to maybe shut the whole thing down and reset. I mean, it's really that bad.
But in the research for my new book, Death of Liberty, I went through hundreds of sources, and most people don't know that the American colonists were the most civic-minded and literate society in the history of the world. And now we've devolved into, and you've seen the reports that have come out lately, there's a Wall Street Journal article that came out in October that says only 24% of Americans could pass the immigration test. And the immigration test.
Yeah, I mean, our reporter just went out and asked people if they could name presidents on the Mount Rushmore, and they couldn't.
No, and in fact, they had other questions.
I don't even know where it is or what it is.
Who we fought against in World War II, they couldn't name.
But you know what they do know? You're a racist.
Yeah. You're a racist.
You're probably a xenophobe,
and
too.
You're not paying your fair share.
Mm-hmm. So you're a racist, xenophobe, homophobe that's not paying his fair share. That's all they're taught. Right. That really is it, though.
That is. That's a summary. That's actually the Democratic Party.
And you know, it's funny because I went away to college for 2 years at the University of Missouri Columbia, and I fell victim to a lot of that propaganda. And you don't even realize it at the time, because the way it's sold to you is it's just common sense. It's just the common good. How could you even go against it? Everybody's on the same path. And when I was removed from that and had to go into the real world, that's where I got my real education.
Well, do you know that... also in my book, that Market Watch did a study in 2016. They studied all the major universities and their economic classes. You know what the number one prescribed mandatory reading? Number one. Who was the number one?
Karl Marx.
Karl Marx.
Communist Manifesto.
Yep.
Look at this. And then we're going to take your calls. This comes from Katie Anderson with Campus Reform. California College, Folsom Lake College, calls the police over a cartoon frog. A cartoon frog. An image of Pepe was posted next to a... You can see here in this image, they had the left had some sign up in this college, on this college campus that says, avoid fascist dog whistles. Here are some of the things to watch out for. White genocide, men's rights, free speech rallies, heritage, nationalist. So it's like, so they get to put their propaganda up, their anti-American, anti-free speech propaganda. If you just put an image of a frog next to it, here's the frog in case you guys don't know. If you just put that image next to it, that makes them call the police. A frog. So here's what I'm calling on people to do right now. I'm serious. People need to go out, specifically college students, and just start posting stuff all over your campus. Start putting up free Alex Jones posters. Start putting up Pepe the Frog posters. Start putting up Infowars.com posters. I mean, just an outright, just... 3D world invasion of the college campuses, and watch, you will eventually make the news. If you do a campaign like this for a week or a month and you're constantly putting up InfoWars stuff on your college campus, eventually someone's going to either call the cops or you're going to make the news. Now you've made national news. Now you've made a cultural effect. That's how you win in the InfoWars. All right, let's go take some calls now. Chase the Patriot is calling in from California. Go ahead, Chase.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Owen. Yeah, I'm in the front lines of California, and so on President's Day, they had all these protests promoted against President Trump and against the creation of the wall. So I went out and I live streamed on my YouTube page, and what's funny about it is there was only a total of 20 protesters that showed up, but they had two of the mainstream media newscasters there angling their cameras just right so it looked like people actually cared. So
now, where can people go see this? Because we need to continue to promote YouTube channels like Chase the Patriot and others who are going out and going to these events, doing live streams because they're trying to censor us. We need you out there as satellites for truth. So, Chase, where can people find that video?
Yeah, it's on Chase the Patriot on YouTube. I go live every night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, but I wanted to go in the 3D realm like you've been calling for us to do. This year.
Well, see, and here's the thing, too. I'm not in competition. I want Chase the Patriot to be big. I want you to go subscribe to Chase the Patriot because I can't make it to all these events. You don't understand how frustrating it is for me sometimes when I see all this stuff and I have all these requests. I simply can't do it. I'm one person. So when there's an event in California, Chase the Patriot goes and does a live stream. And Will Johnson does a live stream. And other people do a live stream. There was a protest at the Twitter headquarters in New York today. Adriana DiCaccio did a live stream and others. So it's like, we need you to take action. So what else, Chase?
Yeah, so I was able to get there and show the director of the protest. She's sponsored by MoveOn.org with George Soros, of course. So I was trying to just inform people in the park of what was going on. And then I was able to start interviewing the protesters. And, you know, I wasn't rude, but I just asked them questions and had them basically talk themselves into how ridiculous their points are. Because, you know, they're just trying to say how racist it is. And they're trying to say how much everyone hates President Trump. And they have the media there making it look like that's the case. But if you look at my footage and you pull back, you can see that actually there was nobody there. They made this whole nationwide campaign where everybody on the evening news, they all saw the protest, but the reality was nobody was actually there. I mean, this is something about the polls and everything united, guys, that Patriots, you guys, just be brave enough to go out there and do the same thing.
And don't worry about, see, here's the other thing, too, and I understand it. Sometimes it feels like, you know, it's tough. You're maybe not getting as many views as you want on your YouTube channel, this, that, and the other thing. It doesn't matter. The smallest impact can make the biggest impact, and just you taking action is victory. And who knows when that video that you shot, Chase, may come in handy and may be, you know, total evidence of something that we needed to see later on down the road. So, I mean, what do you guys, thanks for the call, Chase the Patriot. What do you guys make of the fact that you got all these Soros groups protesting the border wall, saying it's racist? I mean, I you know, do I need to go to Illinois and go hang out around the subway trains and show the walls that they build around the train tracks and say those walls are racist too?
Yes. I think we need to point the absurdity out, but also we need to point out all the minorities in the United States, all the Black patriots and Latino patriots, like Latinos for Trump, who are in favor of a wall. We need to put our, to counter this narrative that we're all racist, we got to put our Black and Hispanic patriots right out front and center. And that's why they're hate. That's why they're so hated.
And they're willing to do it. I mean, when I cover this stuff at the border, most of my contacts, if not all of them, are Latino Trump supporters.
Mine too.
So it's like they're the ones really leading the charge there on the southern border.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my wife, I'll be married 35 years this week. And my wife, Rose, Hispanic, her family's Hispanic, fifth generation Texans. And
Tejanos, right?
They want the wall worse than we do. I can promise you.
Because they've seen what they've, I mean.
You racist, you?
But that's the thing, though. So these are the people that have actually fled Latin America.
They fought a revolution against Santa Ana.
Well, and really there's a lot of parallels to the Civil War because in her family, you had to make a choice. You were a loyalist to Santa Ana, just like they were to the King of England. And you had to make a choice in a divided families. And there's still a lot of sentiment between Tejanos and Mexican nationals, or that same with the North and the South.
No, see, everyone gets a wall and armed security if you're a Democrat. But if you're an American that loves America, you're not allowed to have a wall, you're not allowed to have a gun because you're a racist. So just declare yourself a progressive liberal Democrat, and then you can have all the walls and guns you want. That's the trick. Oh, now I get it. Okay, we have solved the whole issue here, folks. We'll be right back. Final segment with Stuart Rhodes and Dave Roberts. Dave has a new book coming out, The Death of Liberty, and you have discovered a lot of interesting factoids that you've included in this book, including beyond illegal immigration, beyond the welfare programs that we have lined up for these people that cross the border illegally. You're calling it a modern-day gold rush.
It's to me, it's an absolute modern-day gold rush. When you see caravans with thousands of people, I know everybody wants to come to the United States and be an American citizen, hopefully with amnesty of some type. But the real draw is the money. And right now, illegal aliens can come into the U.S. and apply for a tax number, not a Social Security card, but a tax number, file a tax return, and claim earn income tax credits on children that they don't even have, that don't even live with them. And it's unbelievable. Over $6 billion was paid in 2016 to illegal aliens who never paid into the tax system in a form of welfare. So when you're talking about some of these folks are coming, they can claim four or five kids. They don't even have to live here. They live in Mexico. They could be nieces, nephews.
And then on top of that, they can send their entire paycheck to those other countries tax-free.
Yeah, you know, I always thought that when Trump said that Mexico would pay for the wall, that we'd tax remittances going back to Mexico. I don't know
why that's never.
I know, but it is
tax it at 5%. You could tax it at 1%. It'd probably pay for the wall.
Exactly. But so these guys are coming over. They're claiming dependents that aren't even here, and they're getting money directly from the government. There's more money paid out through the tax code. Most people don't know this, through the tax code, than there is through the welfare system. And so you can get money back and earn income tax credits, even illegals. For claiming dependents that don't even live with you, like still in Mexico, Guatemala, or wherever, and these guys are getting $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $18,000. No wonder there's a gold rush. A lot of those won't make that much money in a lifetime coming from some of those countries.
Yeah, you know, I wonder who passed that legislation. I would bet Democrats, but let's not hold Republicans innocent here. They went along for the ride. A lot of them are profiting off this as well. So you can find that in Dave Roberts' new book. All right, let's take a couple more phone calls before we sign off, and we hear again from Alex Jones in the fourth hour. Let's now go to Sabrina, also calling in from California. Go ahead, Sabrina.
Hey, Owen. I talked to you once before. I was supposed to be in a bikini in front of CNN, but everybody I was supposed to do it with just bailed out on me. So I just wanted to say sorry about that. I know you guys
expected it. Oh, that's okay. You tried to take action. Yeah. I know it's hard to find fellow patriots to do it with you. Sometimes you just got to do things solo. That's what I learned a long time ago.
Her boyfriend's a doctor, and she's getting a master's in nursing. So he was like, it's a bad idea. Like, you know. Anyways, I want.
Yeah, it's a bad idea to stand against tyranny. Come on now. It's America in the 21st century. Standing against tyranny could land you in jail or worse.
Hey, but all three of us buy your product, so we all love you guys.
Well, we appreciate and love you guys.
Thanks a lot. You know what? I need more people to stand with Alex Jones. I'm sick of this, man. You know, people complain. I'm trying to refrain from using bad words, but, you know, Don Jr., I love Don Jr. He went on Instagram today. Him, Anna Paulina, what was his name? He's Andrew Hawkins. They're all complaining, and they all screenshot it on their Instagram. I'm not quite sure if you saw it recently, a couple hours ago. but they're blocking their accounts from people liking them or something. And it's like, you guys are standing around. You don't mention Alex Jones at all. You know, I went to Blexit in Los Angeles, and I saw some prominent speakers over there, and I went up to them, and one of them was Anomaly. And by the way, he really talks very highly of InfoWars. He was on just a couple of days ago with one of your anchors. But I said, look, I'm like, can I ask you, why don't you guys, like, why doesn't Candace Owens ever say anything about Alex Jones? Like,
well, look, here's what I'm going to say, Sabrina. Here's what I'm going to say, because there's multiple answers to this. One, there's the obvious, just on a personal level for all of these people, they're afraid to say Alex Jones' name. It's like saying Voldemort, and they don't want to get banned, so they don't want to be associated with Alex Jones, so they won't talk about him, they won't stand up for him. And what typically happens in human psychology is an issue won't exist to you until it hits your front door. So all these people that are complaining about the social media censorship, when it hits them, that's just an example of human psychology where something is not real until it actually affects you. Even if you see it and know it's real, you don't have the inclination to take action against whatever we're talking about here until it actually affects you. So there's multiple different angles. Now, I'll also say this. I mean, conservatives essentially censor InfoWars as well, if not even more than the left, because the left will at least attack us. People on the right side of the aisle won't even mention InfoWars' name, I think, for their own personal reasons. So I don't know if that answers your question, Sabrina, but that's basically what we're dealing with.
But I went up to Anomaly and I said, hey, you know, why doesn't Candace ever say anything about Alex Jones? Like, you know, and I know she feels like she's a big shot now, and I'm really happy for her. She's doing some really great things, but, like, you got to remember your roots. You got to remember the people that gave you the platform to begin with, and that was Watson, and that was Alex Jones.
Well, look, we're all in this together. We're all either in the arena or observers of the arena. Sabrina, thank you so much for your support and your call. So people will observe and report and decide for themselves. My take on this has always been the same, gentlemen. Look, Candace Owens could come out tomorrow and say Owen Schroyer is a total piece of garbage, and I'd still support Candace Owens because I just want victory. Like, that's what it's about to me. Like, all these people, like, hey, this person said this about you or this about this and this. You can't. It's like, no, man. We all have to be throwing punches against the establishment. I don't care if the person to my right just said, hey, you're kind of ugly. As long as they're punching the same direction as me, let's go. You guys agree?
Agree. Yeah.
Don't shoot your wounded. But it's like you said, though, it's also kind of going back to the famous quote from Pastor Niemeyer, right? About first they came for the trade unionists, I said nothing. Then they came for the Jews, I said nothing. And then they came for the gypsies, et cetera, et cetera. At first they came for Alex Jones, and I said nothing. So there is that moral culpability. That is true.
And it's too bad they don't understand that history. But again, that's people observing everything will know, okay, they don't understand that aspect. So there's something that they're missing there. But again, if we're all punching the same establishment, the same direction, I'm on board. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go now to Frank, also in California. Boy, California's just taking over the call today. Go ahead, Frank.
That's right. California in the house. Owen, how you doing?
It's amazing. You know, you wouldn't think you guys exist out there, but I'm glad you do. It must be quite a time.
We are here deeper than anyone knows, Owen. We are deep, and we are deep here in California. I am part of a church and homeschool group, mainly about 50 children, mostly Hispanic families, a lot of military veterans, and we're sick of it, Owen. We're sick of it.
All right. I think everybody agrees with you, at least right here.
I'd like to make a few points, if I could, and just a little bit. I did graduate from a top globalist university here in California with a background in globalization, specifically in Latin America. And on one point on that, on the border, the drugs, the trafficking of humans, this is nothing new. This is nothing new for the Democrats. You can look as far back as the turn of the 20th century. There was collusion between the governor of Baja California and the California state, I believe at the time it was Border Patrol, the guy that was in charge of the Border Patrol, trafficking heroin and marijuana.
Well, look, just look at Bill Clinton in the 90s, look at Arkansas, look at, I forget the name of that airport that they were using.
Mina, thank you.
I mean, so it's all been there. Thanks for the call, Frank. And it kind of seems to me, guys, as we close out this segment, in the hour. I mean, I don't want to make a blanket statement, and I do think the Republican Party is changing slowly but surely, but it seems like kind of the story has been, and you guys have been following this more than me for a longer period of time, obviously, seems to me like the Republican Party has been kind of the white shoe boys that like to get in there and still kind of parade around, you know, the country club, but, oh, I'm a big Republican now. They don't really want to fight, but maybe they're not so corrupt in average, where the Democrats get in and it's just like, game on, baby. I'm stealing, I'm robbing, I'm looting, I'm lying, I'm shutting America down. And the Republican white shoe boys are just like, okay, but just, you know, kind of leave me alone. Just leave me out of it.
That's exactly what I see. And I run in a lot of political circles, and the GOP, they don't, first of all, you know, they don't know how to message a thing. But I think this last election in Texas scared them. And instead of
yeah, I think Dan Crenshaw is like a superstar. I mean, he's a rookie, but he's already a superstar to me.
And Chip Roy, too. Yeah, Chip Roy's a hero, too. So,
he ran a good campaign, too, yeah, Chip Roy did.
Yeah, so I think what I'm seeing in the level in state politics that I'm involved in, there was a blue wave in urban areas. There's no doubt about it. And they're running afraid. And, you know, what the GOP always seems to do is try to go to the center, and every time they do that, they lose. Instead of going further to the right, they go to the center, and that's, they're setting up to do it again.
And they cannot do that with the border issue right now. And that's why, folks, oathkeepers.org is a good place to stay updated on just what they're doing to protect the border, activities that they're arranging right now to go show support for the president at the border. And, of course, Dave Roberts, defiancepress.com. You can read his books that break it all down, too. All right, I sign off here. Alex Jones is going to pick it back up on the other side, and I'll be hosting the War Room today at 3 o'clock Central in an hour and 3 minutes at Infowars.com/show. I'll see you shortly. Well, once again, it's 11 a.m. Central here in Austin, Texas, at the InfoWars World Headquarters. And all the answers are in front of us on this Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. Jussie Smollett is Russian collusion. Covington Catholic is Russian collusion. Jussie Smollett is Covington Catholic. Covington Catholic is Brett Kavanaugh accusations. Jussie Smollett is Brett Kavanaugh accusations. Brett Kavanaugh accusations is Russian collusion. Do you see? And as if it wasn't enough for Andrew McCabe to admit that a deep state was plotting a coup against the president of the United States, now he's come out and said the president might still be a Russian asset. Now, Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment, breaking all of this down. There's good news today as well, as the cycles continue. And the Covington Catholic student Nick Sandman has just filed a $250 million lawsuit against the Washington, Amazon, Bezos, CIA post. That lawsuit is being filed by Todd McMurtry and Lynn Wood. And you can follow updates on the lawsuit, follow them on Twitter, as well as the himmerlaw.com blog, where they're posting all the updates. The president responded to this news. Guys, actually, will you pull that tweet up for me on screen? The president's response to Nick Sandman. The Washington Post ignored basic journalistic standards because it wanted to advance its well-known and easily documented bias against President Donald J. Trump. End quote. Covington student suing Washington Post. Go get them, Nick. Fake news. And that was from the president this morning. And Nick Sandman may be the first, but he won't be the last. In fact, I was having a bit of a locker room moment, if you will, with the writers back there, and we were kind of remembering the scene from Wolf of Wall Street. You know, when they, let's just say, the old Washington Post is about to be getting, you know what, right over this desk right here. And Nick Sandman and the rest of the Covington boys are just, what did Cortez call it? Run train on the Washington Post? Is that what Cortez called it? Excuse me, family show here. But all jokes aside, yeah. So you just had all of these small leftist news organizations have to cut their staff down because they lost their funding. Washington Post is about to get hit with a $250 million lawsuit. Good thing Bezos is worth plenty of money. You know, he can spend, what was it, about like $20 million on Super Bowl ads. Boy, it's, the Washington Post is just like a sieve of money. You know why? Because it's not a news organization. It's not a business. It's a propaganda front. $250 million. Washington Post gets hit with the lawsuit. Now, they'll probably settle. But like I said, Nick Sandman will probably just be the first. And then who knows what happens to Jussie Smollett? Who knows what could be behind that? You know, the more you think about it, and the more you look at it, and the more you see, you start to wonder, were the Democrats actually involved in this? I mean, Smollett was a very active Democrat. I mean, he went to all the rallies and everything. Met with Obama. So, that's going to be an interesting investigation. Alex Jones joins us on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
And now, the tip of the spear. Leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, what a time to be alive. And I mean to actually be alive. If you're living in the pop culture matrix, it's not so thrilling to be alive. Just another drone. Just another NPC mindlessly following a life consequence-free, a life accomplishment-free. But that's what that matrix is all about, sucking your very essence from you. So that way, you can become a mindless foot soldier to the propaganda they feed you, you see? Like Jussie Smollett. So while that is just a total microcosm of what the left is, in fact, I've got another list of all the hate crimes that the left has faked just in the last 2 years. It's about 8 pages long. We'll go through all of that and then get to the latest there. Alex Jones is about to join us shortly because you have Andrew McCabe, who first goes on 60 Minutes, and I'm telling you, either he like made some deal with the president to admit this, made some deal with the Democrats, or thought it would be advantageous against the president to admit this 25th Amendment coup against him, or it was just an act of providence and God just took over and said, you're going to go ahead and admit you guys were planning treason right here on 60 Minutes. We're just going to do that now. Because that's what happened. And so then you saw the spokeswoman for McCabe come out, who he has to have a spokeswoman. Okay. And she says, oh, no, it's being taken out of context. He didn't mean 25th Amendment coup. He just said it. He didn't mean Rosenstein was going to wear a wire to go spy on the President Trump. Well, yeah, we did, but, you know, okay. And so now McCabe comes out and says, well, you know, the president might still be a Russian asset. Wait a second. You've provided no evidence that he was ever a Russian asset. So this is where we're at. And Jussie Smollett is Russian collusion, is Covington Catholic, is Kavanaugh accusations, is Jussie Smollett, is Russian collusion. Alex Jones joins us on the phone now. Alex, it's incredible that despite 2 years of an investigation, no Russian collusion evidence at all. Now McCabe comes out after admitting open treason, is trying to say, oh, no, it's the president that's a Russian agent.
That's right. Let's think about McCabe here. This is bigger than the whole fake Russiagate thing. This guy's wife gets $500,000 of cold, hard cash given to her directly by Hillary Clinton's foundation and the Democratic Party while he launches the fake investigation of Donald Trump in 2016. Then he lies to Trump and says he's never part of Congress. Four times there's a criminal grand jury open on him, but almost no media coverage of that. Sensational. He goes on one national show and says Trump could be a Russian asset. Next, he tells Colbert he may still be one. That's like saying Alex Jones may still be a convicted bank robber, and you know, he may still be robbing banks. It's like saying, well, you know, Jones may still be robbing banks. That's saying that I've robbed banks, even though I've never robbed a bank. I have no criminal record. But Alex Jones may still be robbing banks. That is a psychological tactic they use. They literally prey on the public. And as you said, I was going to start the broadcast with this, but I got up here about 7 minutes late, and I apologize. Owen and I hadn't even talked beforehand. There was Owen making the central point of this, that the Balazi Ford fake was a $3 bill for the five women admitting they lied on purpose because, quote, Kavanaugh deserved it. He is a Republican. Continuing, no one gets in trouble. Expanding on that, then you have all the other incredible lies about the cuffings and Catholic kids, premeditated, the whole media working in unison with exact same lies. And now you've got the so-called star of Fox's empire. This guy, now the brothers are saying, look, he said he never knew. First Smollett said he never knew. It turns out one is a pretty big character on the show as a body double in other scenes. The other one works for it. So these are good buddies of his, and now they're saying that they helped write the letter that was sent and that he hired them for that. Now, the grand jury was about to indict Smollett yesterday, but his lawyers, the big high-powered lawyers for Avenatti as well, they called and said, okay, he'll finally talk to the police, only putting off a few days, maybe a week, him still being indicted. So imagine the arrogant doubling down of this guy. Well, why'd he do it? Because same reason Balazi Ford did it, same reason they all do it. They've got the backing. I guarantee you that when you've got the producer and you've got the director and you've got Fox, and Fox on their entertainment side is more leftist than Time Warner. I mean, it's as bad as the Weinsteins. Fox is backing him because I guarantee you at some high level this was approved of and they pulled this crap. This is what the Democrats and the globalists do. Meanwhile, there were two Washington Post articles this week, an AP article and a bunch of others I didn't even have time to track, saying the king of grifters or scam artists or conspiracy theorists, talking about myself, Lyndon LaRouche, Roger Stone, you name him, literally saying that we're criminals because we question the power structure and we think things may be staged sometimes. So just think about how the wheels are coming off of the system, how it's all being exposed, that they are premeditated hoaxers. They are premeditated frauds. Every once in a while, some tragic event is not staged, like Parkland. But then they had to stage something there, and the entire media said last year, last February, over a year ago now, last Valentine's Day, that Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones said nobody died. They were all crisis actors. We never said that. We said that they were in the acting class and were all Democrats out of 3,000 students and were chosen by the media because they were anti-gun. And their families were anti-gun. But what we really got banned off YouTube for, which they admittedly did, was because we said the police stood down because we interviewed the young people on the ground and showed local news clips that never went national. And that's why. But guess what? It's now been confirmed. The sheriff's department admits the stand down. They're all getting sued. People are getting ready to go to jail. We were right again. And so here's the good news for George Soros and Hillary Clinton and MSNBC and CNN and AP and the Washington Post and all you lying criminals. You may be able down the road to destroy Alex Jones and InfoWars, but if we're going to fight a long time, then it's going to be hard. But here's the good news. We've had millions of babies, and they're grown up now, and they're questioning everything you say and do and watching everything you stinking liars are doing, and it's over because people don't trust you anymore, and you've been caught in the WikiLeaks calling for race war, and you pro-American and it's pro-human and it's common sense to ask questions and to demand answers and to investigate and to dig. And I pledge to our listeners, our viewers, we are going to continue to expose false flags. We're going to continue to expose staged events. We're going to continue to introduce the idea of self-inflicted wounds and staged events to the American people and the people of the world. They may panic and say, there's no such thing as globalism or New World Order out of one side of their mouth. Well, they promote global governments out of the other side of their mouth. First they ignored us. Then they attacked us. They attacked our audience. They said we were full of it. And now they're censoring everybody, which only proves to people even more how evil the globalists are, Owen. So this is an incredible time to be alive. When we come back from break, Roger Stone's joining us with an exclusive. The judge may throw him in jail tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, a new hoax is upon us. ABC, CBS, NBC, none of them ran with it. I heard about it last night and thought, did Roger really do that? Even though I know they're liars. And when I looked it up, they were liars. They said Roger Stone put out an Instagram of crosshairs over this Obama Benghazi cover-up judge. And when I went and looked at it at the New York Times, they were the only ones that actually put it up there. But then they spun it, saying, here it is where you put crosshairs by her. They cropped the tweet. The tweet cropped that it was a shot from an investigation website, but instead of asterisks or, you know, like supplements have like a cross on them, instead of asterisks or a star, it had the Celtic cross of beside factoids about her and how she's a criminal. So that's the symbol of the site. Nothing to do with putting crosshairs on her, but they've run this giant hoax. And now we'll put him in jail for it. We'll break it all down. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Stay with us.
Act here on Friday nights.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My friends, we have a bombshell mega story coming up in the next segment. FDA chief, this is CNN. Federal government might step in if states don't change vaccine laws. Federal government now wants forced inoculations of 55 different vaccines by age 2, a literal death sentence to many, a massive IQ reduction to everybody else, and, of course, autoimmune diseases. Neurological disorders. It's all on the inserts. They have a secret vaccine damage fund headed up by Rosenstein's demonic sister that gobbles up all the cash. This is a giant eugenics operation. This is a criminal group putting whatever they want in your body. We're going to be covering that coming up. Now, Rogers only told me this about five times this morning and five times via the producer because he's in Florida and I'm in an undisclosed location on a short vacation back tomorrow. That, listen, I can't talk about the judge, and I can't talk about the gag order, and I can't talk about any of this stuff, and that's not why Roger's on. Roger said he could come on and talk about CNN and others gloating over him being gang raped in prison. But if you or I talk like that, which we wouldn't, then that would mean, you know, that we were calling for the rape of people and being, quote, homophobic, even though Roger is not a homosexual. The whole point is he has marched, you know, at LGBT, things like that. He's marched for marijuana legalization. He's been a big civil rights activist for 25 years trying to get minimum sentences changed so black folks don't go to prison. You know, Trump just announced U.S. pressure on any country that executes gays. Even some right-wing groups are like, how dare you? Listen, Trump always said he was against throwing gays off buildings. Of course, the gay lobby, many of them are a bunch of mentally ill people and pedophiles, and so they're going to, you know, hate Trump for that. They don't care about gays being thrown off buildings by Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They want to bring them in. So that's why Roger's on right now. I'll just state it again, and I'll say it again and again and again and again and again, because that's what we do now. We talk about five times off air and then five more times, then magically must be talked about on air. Now, let's expand on this. And I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just illustrating how the wicked flee when none pursue. Well, we're not wicked. We understand Roger's done nothing wrong, and he's facing prison, so he's freaked out. Roger Stone did nothing wrong. So next segment after he's gone, I will play the clip of him on the Harrison last night, who was sitting in for Owen on the War Room, 3 o'clock every day. And I watched this morning, and I got real angry. I said, why didn't we show the supposed image that CNN and everybody else says Roger threatens to kill the judge? I went and looked at the image. It's fat. factoids on the site about the judge covering up Benghazi, clearing Hillary, covering up for Obama, railroading people into prison. And right there on the site, you can see that their symbol of the site is the Celtic cross. Nothing to do with the crosshair. When he says, yes, it's an occultic symbol, the media makes fun of that. Anything non-Christian is considered occultic. Occultic simply means hidden. So this site uses, instead of asterisks or a star or a lucky clover or a crescent of Islam or a pyramid as an asterisk, it uses the Celtic cross. It has nothing to do with threatening this bug-eyed judge. Okay, so the judge is political. She's political. There's no way they're going to let Roger Stone ever have a fair trial. He's been railroaded to this special place. I'm sure they make something on me. They'll send me there. But this is what they do in America. They're coming to give you forced inoculations. The Democrats have announced they're coming to confiscate your guns. Okay, they're coming to take your kids. They're coming to kill babies after they're born. They're putting it all on the table, cards down, thinking they can break your will. So I love Roger. I love Owen. I'm still with Roger, and I understand. It makes me, I'm not angry at him. I'm angry at the system, and I'm angry at all. But next segment after he's gone, so I'm going to accuse him of this, I will show what the New York Times showed. Why is the New York Times allowed to show the image that Roger put on his Instagram but actually cropped so you don't see that it's a bunch of text off the side of it? Why can they show it? Oh, because dear God, you see, just like Cuomo said, we can show you WikiLeaks, but if you look at WikiLeaks, you'll go to prison. Boom. And that's what this is about. It's about silencing real independent media. It's about saying what we can and we can't do. And then the idea in America is, I didn't know. I was like, why didn't we show that and show he was innocent? Oh, because Roger didn't want to show it as if he had republished the evil thing. So now a judge with factoids that have Celtic crosses out the side of them, kind of a novel thing for your website, and that's how things are now. People use their own little symbols and things. I guess it was a ballet group. You put a swan off the side because there's a Celtic cross, clear on crosshairs. Then they say this is a threat to her, and then the whole media runs with a hoax. Every other media outlet wouldn't show the offending image. I went and found it. That had been tweeted out by the left, and sure enough, it was nothing. But they cropped it for Twitter. Now Roger won't show the original image, so he can't defend himself. What an incredible new country we live in. What a joke. So we'll talk about that with Roger now. Roger, let's talk about how I've seen it all over the news. They want to gang rape you. They want to savagely rape you. What loving liberals, Roger.
Well, Alex, first let me address this quickly, and then we can move on. I want to make it very clear that I've been ordered to a hearing tomorrow, and I will attend. I did not intend to threaten the judge. I did not threaten the judge. I did not disrespect the court. This is a tsunami of fake news. It is a fake news lynching. I put out a statement clarifying the situation. Virtually nobody carried that statement. Beyond that, I'll leave my talking for the courtroom. But I appreciate your support in pointing out that that is not a crosshair. It is Celtic cross. And the idea that I would threaten the judge or disrespect the court is entirely false. In the meantime, however, because of this tsunami of fake news that has everybody jumping up and down, the talking heads on MSNBC and CNN are openly exalting the possibility that I may be soon incarcerated, that I would be raped in prison. Jake Tapper has celebrated it. Yesterday, David Gergen brought it up. It is all over the media today. You can imagine that my wife and my family, my children, my grandchildren are very upset.
Absolutely, Roger. And I just want to be clear. And I hope we're showing this on TV right now because I'm not able to watch. Even the only New York Times ran with it, it shows a little bitty Celtic cross, alpha side letters. I went and found on the Wayback Machine what you actually put out, and it's a bunch of factoids about her. Let Hillary off for Benghazi, blah, blah, blah. This is insane that in America that turns into crosshairs on her. The crosshairs are not on her. And, you know, how many people put crosshairs on Trump and say they want to kill him in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and nobody gets in trouble? I don't want to hurt that stupid judge. I want her to be exposed as railroading people, Roger, because this country is in grave danger. This is what the left always claimed the McCarthy hearings were, put on steroids and PCP. Roy Cohen could never come with anything like this. This is the real witch hunt. This is the real persecution, and the left and the globalists are in full panic mode. But Roger, let's come back and talk more about this because I'm sorry I'm ranting. It just really makes me hot, really makes me angry. I personally don't watch a lot of television. Everywhere I tune, they make jokes about how you're going to be gang raped in prison. And I see the left on the street when they point at us and say, you're both going to effing prison. These are violent, evil, authoritarian bloodsuckers. And meanwhile, McCabe and the rest of them committed massive crimes. Folks, we'll be right back with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. I had so much to cover. I'm trying to settle down here. They're coming to kill your babies after they're born. They're already doing it. They're coming to forcibly inoculate you. They're going to make you eat GMO and 5G. They want to kill you. They're the globalists. You understand? They want to kill you and your family. It's true. They're Satanists. It's all true. They're child molesters. It's all true. Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So here's the good news. Owen Schroyer is in the studio. Jeff at any time. Roger Stone is in the M4 studio in Florida. And I love both you guys. I love the audience. Got a little mad earlier. It's just that when I see everyone, and I understand I'm not the one facing prison for my speech like Roger is, the judge, you understand, they may throw him in jail tomorrow. We don't ever see him again, and then he disappears into a secret kangaroo court they've already set up. But imagine they say that Roger is putting crosshairs on the judge, and then I go find the image, and it's a bunch of factoids with Celtic crosses out inside from somebody else's website that Roger linked to. And, I mean, it's just crazy. This is what we deal with constantly. I saw a New York Times article yesterday about me, and it was saying, Jones says the Rothschilds are involved in bad things. That's dog whistles for Jews. No, I said the Rothschilds own a big carbon trading thing in London with Al Gore and others, and it's a giant trillion-dollar scam, and I don't want to pay them money. It doesn't matter if they're Jewish or what they are. This is insane. So it's the left injecting lies. He has a thing of Celtic crosses on it, not on the judge. Boom. He's going to prison. This is ridiculous, but at least the New York Times would show it. Others would do editorial cartoons showing Roger sending threatening messages to the judge with crosshairs in the text of what he sent her. Think of the insult to the readers of ABC, CBS, NBC, hundreds of newspapers. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Saying Roger Stone threatens judge with crosshairs, faces jail. And you go find the image, and it's doctored and blown up by the person that tweeted it. And the full image is a screenshot off the page showing the factoids on the image. So, yes, I told Roger I was going to cover this. He's not getting into it. It just fundamentally upsets me, not just for him, but we all hang together and hang separate, that America has people saying we're going to kill babies after they're born, and they're now doing it and celebrating it. The fact that they stage all these events like Blasey Ford and the Covington kids, and now the Empire, Smollett, and all the doubling down, we're dealing with an organized group of criminals who have swollen their ranks, who are organized and focused and mean business. And it's time for Trump and others to start taking action. We'll hear Roger's take on that, Owen's take on it, and then I want to get into the actual clips where they gloat and talk about gang raping a man. This is the left. They tell N-word jokes. They talk about raping men and women. They tell pedophile jokes. They do whatever they want. And us Christians and conservatives and libertarians don't do any of that because that's not what we're into. And they're constantly telling us that we are what they are. So here is McCabe, the former acting director of the FBI, deputy director, on Colbert. And now he's gone from saying the president may be a Russian asset with no proof and covering up for Hillary what he really did to he may still be a Russian asset. That's like saying Alex Jones may still be robbing banks. That says it's a trick, a mental trick, a Jedi mind trick, that, oh, he's a bank robber. Or Alex Jones may still be molesting children, never molested children. Or Alex Jones may still be working for the Russians, never worked for the Russians. And they've said in Congress, I work for the damn Russians. It's a damn lie on my children. On my soul and from Jesus Christ, I've never worked for the Russians. But they don't care because they work for the Russians and the Chi-Coms and the telecoms and the big techs and anybody else that'll pay their paycheck. But let me tell you, at the top, there are a bunch of devil worshiping pedophiles, but most of the people are just yes men, as a journalist posing as late night comedy. Here's Stephen Colbert.
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation. And I'm really anxious to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
Now, there's a bunch of other clips where he actually says, when it goes on, it's like 10 minutes long, but I think he still could be an asset. Now, let's bring Roger Stone in. This man has lied to Congress, bald-faced four times. So has Comey. They're all caught red-handed. They lied and said there was no FBI's investigation of the president to Congress. They're not their own branch of government. If the president lied to Congress, they'd have to impeach him. But he has the power of a standalone to do that, which he hasn't lied. He openly, they think they're their own damn government, Roger. It's incredible. Why do you think we're in their crosshairs?
Well, Alex, it's kind of ironic. I've been charged with lying to Congress, which I did not do, and I hope to prove at trial. Yet Mr. McCabe lied to Congress, and he has not been charged with anything. Look, this entire coup d'etat is collapsing around their ears. It's not just Mr. McCabe who admits that there was a Department of Justice effort to invoke the 25th Amendment and that Rod Rosenstein said on more than one occasion that he was willing to wear a wire to facilitate that. We now have two senior FBI officials have testified under oath before the Congress that they were a party to these discussions, that they heard them. I don't know what further proof the president needs. What they don't mention there with Anderson Cooper is that Mr. McCabe has no evidence whatsoever that Donald Trump is an asset of the Russians, working for the Russians, coordinated with the Russians, conspired with the Russians. It's a fiction. It's a fairy tale. They opened this investigation in retaliation for the firing of James Comey, who, by the way, is another individual who lied under oath before Congress and isn't being prosecuted for it.
And that's right. Let's expand on this. People really, really think about this. They lose the election. They have to cover up a criminal investigation that's already going on. Then they continue their criminal investigation. They lie to Congress. They lie to the FISA court. The FISA court wrote a report in 2017. They got no coverage, saying we've been lied to three times. That was sent to the executive and to the judiciary. So all of this is going on, and then they change the subject around to how supposedly we're the bad guys. They are really running scared. We're not the types that give you good news when it's not warranted. Yeah, Roger's facing, you know, being thrown in a dungeon tomorrow for something he didn't even do. Yes, this is all very serious. Yes, we're trying to shut down InfoWars, but let me tell you, the price we've paid and the price the audience has paid supporting us has blown giant holes in the globalist ship of state, and it's going to the bottom of Davy Jones's locker. I cannot state to you how across the world the left is in pure panic. They're doubling down to suppress people and to dominate people and to make people submit, and it's not working. But let's not be too optimistic here. When we come back, I'm going to ask you both, we'll start with Owen. What's the race in the hole, though? They haven't played all their cards, but they are acting panicked.
Well, I think their biggest ace in the hole would just be eliminating the president. I mean, he's the head of this anti-establishment movement. He's the one the establishment hates the most. So obviously they'd love to JFK Donald Trump. But in the meantime, Alex, and I had this revelation when I was thinking about this morning, and I asked the crew to pull this up. And of course, it's just buried in all the content we put out at InfoWars.com. But Alex, let's recall, this isn't the first time you've asked me this question. This is probably the 10th, 20th, 100th time you've asked me this question. And we've always had the same response. The left is going to stage events and blame Trump supporters. Now they've been caught doing it 10 times. So again, InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. How many segments have we done, Alex, where we're literally talking about how the left is going to stage events to blame Trump supporters? I mean, countless
probably
times.
We've done 1,000, and it's not for lack of material. The globalists hate us because when they're in their secret councils and these documents have come out, it's as if we see through the walls. No, we've studied history. We know criminology. We know their playbooks. So that's why they want us off air, because we're inside their head, Roger.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And people can really not appreciate, Alex, the torrent of hate that I've been subjected to in the last 48 hours. The death threats. Go to my Instagram feed and you'll see unhinged insanity wishing me and my family death. You'll die in prison. You're a traitor. You're a Russian agent. But those are the nicer ones. I'm collecting all of them. We're going to publish them because you can see this tsunami of hatred. All I've done here is defend our president and refuse to bear false witness against Donald Trump and vow to tell the truth and go to trial, which is my right. And I'm being subject to character assassination, smears like nothing I've seen in a 50-year career in American politics.
Hunter, stay there. Owen, stay there. When we come back, we'll play CNN drooling over rape.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here from the road via phone. We've got Roger Stone via studio in Florida. We have Owen Schroyer there in the ATX in Austin. And I'm gonna lower my voice a little bit because they tell me it reverbs when I'm yelling. But I'm yelling because they're on television saying and passing laws and having celebrations like they just won the Super Bowl, like they just had demonic orgasms when they talk about killing babies after they're born. And Governor Cuomo says, if you are pro-life or you are a governor, get out of New York. And we've got Bernie Sanders running around wanting to literally burn the country down. People go, why does the left always wreck a country? Why do they always scuttle it? Why do they always run into a sandbar? It's what they do. They're looters. They're wreckers. I once gave a speech talking about Cornwall jutting out there, going back 1,000 years ago, and up to just about 200 years ago. They were called wreckers. And it was local townspeople that would, in storms and fog, put up false lighthouses. So were good folks that had, you know, regular, you know, home fires burning, so folks knew where the rocks were. And they would bring the ships in, and they would wreck. And then the wreckers aren't just wrecker trucks that come pick your broken-down vehicle up. The wrecker boats would go out under law, under common law, and rob everything out of your ship. And sometimes if you fought them, you get knocked on the head. But if you didn't fight them, they might bring you back in off the rocks. So that's been going on for a long time. It wasn't just wreckers in old England. There have been wreckers everywhere. And the globalists don't produce things. They wreck things. But they also have a predatory, psychotic, and sociopathic lust and hate of successful good people. And those of us that are strong and honorable and love God, we have an inborn hate of them like a sheepdog hates a wolf. But we, for generations, have been bred now to be toothless wimps. I suggest you rediscover what being a sheepdog really means, my friends, because this country is battling back from the dead. We're actually winning. It's like we're in the third quarter. Well, Owen used to be a sports broadcaster. He's better than this than I. But it's like we're battling back in the third or even fourth quarter, and we're 3 points ahead, folks. But the enemy's cheating. They've got the reps bought off. But you know what? If we just focus and absolutely get in the zone, we're going to win this football game that really matters for our children. Owen, give us a sports analogy. Then I want to get to CNN. You're about to hear CNN and others literally calling mega bullies. You're about to hear the bullies on steroids. CNN and others lust after Roger Stone being gang raped in prison. These are just monstrous, monstrous people. But first, Owen, what's your allegory?
Well, I would say I'd bring it back to the censorship, Alex, because they have erased you from the playing field, or so they think. And so they put all the lights on the boxing ring, and that's where all the hype is, with the announcer hyping it up. And they're all in the ring, and InfoWars and Alex Jones used to be in there just kicking all their ass. So then they just kicked us out of the ring, and now they're all in there kind of controlling everything with the lights on them. But nobody, everyone's eyes are slowly looking elsewhere as they see how fake the attention is with the Jesse Smollett story and the Covington Catholic and the Brett Kavanaugh. So slowly but surely they're realizing that this lights and the attention on the ring is meant to distract you, and we're outside the ring still fighting, having victories, and they don't want people to see that. I mean, again, you can go back and just look at how many times InfoWars has been Tomorrow's News Today. Just look at some of the stories that have developed in the last 3 days with the 25th Amendment coup. You heard it here first. The left staging hate crimes. You heard it here first. I mean, the list goes on and on. The night President Trump was elected, Alex, you and Roger were sitting at this desk, and you couldn't even bring yourself to have a moment of joy, Alex, because you knew that they were going to try to destroy him as soon as they announced that he was elected. So I just think it's a matter of them not even wanting us to exist on the field, because if we had a fair fight, then we would defeat them every time.
anything Roger said. He said some incredible stuff, better than I've said. You just explained it all. They wanted us and everybody else off the air and off social media so they could start telling mega whoppers like Malazi Ford, mega whoppers like the Covington kids, mega whoppers like the Empire Smollett's situation. And so they could really start telling mega whoppers and drooling for the murder of the president and the gang rape of Roger Stone. Let's start going to these clips. We've got several of them. Let's go ahead and play this first clip of them lusting after gang rape.
He say, you know, he's seen as something of a dandy. Will he be physically safe? Will he be subject to rape? I mean, it must be a lot of things that are going through his mind. Oh, my God, where have I got myself into?
That's one of the clips. Let's go ahead and play the next clip.
The truth is no one's going to cry if Roger Stone goes to jail or when he goes to jail. But
he might like it.
But he might. Who knows?
And again, that's not even the worst ones. I'm not even paying attention. I saw one, a whole bunch of them on CNN other channels saying that he's going to get gang raped and he deserves it. So in post, guys, pull those clips up. When we post this, Infowars.com, and add a few more clips in there. There's a bunch of tweets, too. So again, Roger, if anybody else, if a conservative said something like that about a real gay man that was going to prison, they're just projecting onto you that like it's an insult. He's gay, so he's going to get raped, even though you're not. They're using being gay as an insult, projecting it onto you, and then saying you're going to be raped because you're gay. So, at multi-levels, this is the equivalent of calling somebody you don't like a fag, something the left says is totally evil, totally criminal, like fat-shaming, but the Young Turks lady calls me a big fat ass, and that's okay.
No, you never see any consistency or truth on the left. I'm sick of being called a white supremacist. Alex, I have been an opponent of the war on drugs as an ignominious racist failure for 20 years. I've been opposed to the 1994 crime bill pushed by Bill and Hillary Clinton that mandated harsh mandatory penalties for the possession of nonviolent possession of first-time possession of small amounts of marijuana because it falls disproportionately on black people and poor people. I have been a proponent of sentencing reform finally put in place by who? Not Bill Clinton, not Barack Obama, no, President Donald J. Trump. I've been a proponent of a pardon for Marcus Garvey. I've been one of the few conservatives who still defends affirmative action, for which I get criticized on the right. So I'm tired of people lying about me. Now I've got Billy Baldwin up on Twitter saying, I'm a special breed of grotesque. I can't think of many people in recent memory that I'd like to see fall as hard and as fast as Roger Stone, O.J. Simpson, Jeffrey Dahmer, Timothy McVeigh, Osama bin Laden, Roger Stone, who's your choice? What kind of mental illness is this? What kind of hate mongering is this? Who are the tolerant ones and who are the intolerant ones? This tsunami of hate against me. No one will care if Roger Stone goes to jail. Well, you're wrong about that. Millions of Americans will care. My family will care. The millions of people who are praying for me every day, they will care. The 63 million people who voted for Donald J. Trump, they will care. I am tired of this vituperation and this tsunami of hatred from the left. David Gergen should be ashamed of himself. Jake Tapper, of all people, should be ashamed of himself for this kind of hate mongering, this kind of homophobic gay bashing, this kind of name calling, this insinuendo, as Leo Gorsi used to say. I am really sick of it. And the real reason they want to silence me, Alex, they don't want me to raise the money for my legal defense. Please go to stonedefensefund.com. Please go to the Infowars.com store. These two sites are vital to my survival. I need this forum. When the judge issued a gag order that did not limit my First Amendment rights, the left went completely insane. That's why they have cooked up this false narrative. I threatened no one. I intended to threaten no one. I never disrespected the judge or the court. I will say that at the hearing. I am respectful of the process. Individual FBI agents, every federal marshal I've come in contact with, treated me with courtesy and respect.
Let me add this point. Roger, this is a key point I want to add here. You're not just saying this. You're credited with giving Trump the wall idea. And if you go read even stuff 3 years ago, you have hammered him with you've got to decriminalize marijuana and you've got to let people out who've been given agreed with you but got sick of you pestering him about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's another reason some of these dark forces want to get you, is they want to keep this race war going. People are listening to the guy that put it in Trump's ear to decriminalize marijuana that Sessions tried to block, but that Trump has moved forward with. You're talking to the guy. And, of course, it was Jared Kushner later did a great job as well. But this is the original guy that told Trump it's the right thing to do and it's the winning combination. Like Moses, set the captives free. And again, now he's facing prison with no evidence and all this other stuff. It's incredible. We'll be right back with the next hour. Roger could be gagged tomorrow. He could be put in jail tomorrow. There's a very good chance of it. But it doesn't happen. We're going to have him give a statement, in case it's his last statement, straight ahead, infowars.com/show. Please spread the links. You're only hoping to get the word out, folks. Please stay.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.